JFKFM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Yeah. Thank you, and God bless.
Hey, everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yeah,
we got the new intro song ready.
Very exciting.
We're getting rid of the Rob Zombie song.
Wow.
And we're going with the Black Eyed Peas.
Very exciting moment on the show.
Big.
That will be the new theme, which will be coming in just a minute.
The debut?
Just a moment.
3 o'clock on the east, 12 noon on the west. Aloha, 5 a.m. in Hawaii. This is Scott Shatter.
And ciao, darlings. This is Mill Drysdale, president of the Beverly Hills. I did it again. It's the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills.
And you know me, your fun-loving morning zookeeper.
May I please say hi to Granny? Granny.
Yeah, I see fish.
I understand the double entendre, and I must say, I don't approve.
I understand that, Michael Scott.
For those who serve.
Amen.
Michael Scott Shannon, detective zookeeper. Where is O.J. McKay?
O.J. McKay couldn't make it, but I've got Jethro here for you.
What about Waylon Nalon Richards?
He's not here either, unfortunately, but I'll get Jed on the phone.
Let me ask you, what Star Wars character liked taking women from behind? Kobe Wan Kenobi.
All right, I'll stay with it.
Bill, you laughed a little bit.
I did.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Scott Shattered here my friend Bill Drysdale.
Hi, greetings, everyone.
What Star Wars character is most popular with the ladies?
Which one?
Obi-Don Wan Kenobi.
Is that it?
Yeah. No, there's another one, though.
Are you going to give us that?
There's another one about... There's like five like this.
Wow.
About the Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's
thing.
A long... All right, well, I've lost it, then.
What Star Wars character performs pap smears? Obi-G-Y-N Kenobi.
Come on.
I liked it. I'm back in character.
No.
I've actually come back into character because I enjoyed OBGYN Kenobi.
Finally, off topic. Hi, I'm Scott Shep.
And I'm Bill Drysdale.
Last week at number two. This week, moving up to number one. What acting sisters are always stoned? Mary Jane and Ashley Olsen.
Well, hey now.
Oh.
Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on. I'm going to do this thing before we start the music now.
All right.
Gotcha? Here we go.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's get retarded in here.
Everybody, get into it. Get stoked. Get retarded. Get retarded. Get retarded.
Let's get retarded.
All right, you like that?
There it is.
Let's get retarded.
It's good.
Forever.
Yeah, it's
us. Forever. It's so us.
It is.
Absolutely so us.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
A man of faith. His soul torn apart. Due discretion advised.
Hi, Robbie. Not only that,
yeah.
This is a new hip. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Humble and all the ships at sea. Hey, they love to get stray.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I like mine with an NGE on the end of it.
Yeah.
Stray.
Stay cool.
Thank you for listening. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Wednesday, 09-22-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
There you go.
Oh.
That's it.
Yeah.
We're on the air.
That's the new theme. Let's get retarded.
Very cool.
Here. Like that.
Because it fits us.
Like that a lot.
It fits us like a glove.
Like the song.
Yeah.
Like the song when I hear it, like at NBA games and hear it at NFL games. Like it when I hear it on the radio.
Right.
But really like that. Let's get retarded in here.
Yes, it's perfect for us.
And what a mistake by the record company. I mean, the record on its own is a giant hit.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine, you know, they had to have the meeting where some guy said, this track number one seems to have all of the elements that today's young urbanites would like, but let's think about, how do you feel about let's get it started? What words rhyme with retarded? Let's get farted? No, let's get started.
How about an old radio station? Let's get it recarded.
Let's get it started in here. Let's not get it retarded in here.
That's probably what happened. They're at Hills, but now we have it. It's ours.
This cannot be a serious call.
What?
Hello, Nick.
How about an old radio?
Nick, turn down your radio.
Dynamite.
Nick in Vermont. Hi, Nick.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Good. Listen, I just kind of heard the chatter about the radio version of Let's Get It Started.
Right.
And I don't know. I just think that the Let's Get Retarded is probably the biggest mistake the Black Eyed Peas ever made.
Well, then it'll be the biggest mistake that we've ever made because we're going to play
guys,
every day.
We're
you guys couldn't make a mistake, though. I love you guys, and it's
True.
Just... I don't know.
Why are you calling?
He's nonplussed.
Well, I'm calling because I kind of take offense to it.
Are you retarded?
No, not at all.
Are you getting retarded?
I wish I was, but no, I'm not.
Well, if you're going to get retarded in here. Let's get retarded in here.
And I would like to point out that by playing that song, Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, Joe, Beth Ann, we are all joining with our retarded brothers. We are not alienating them.
What do you care?
Tribute, if you will.
This is why I care.
It's an homage. It's my favorite word.
Answer this question. One simple question.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Here it is.
Are you retarded? It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
And really, what Don just did for you was pay you an homage.
Oh, the homage. No,
okay,
what
town does your mom live in? What town does your retarded mom live in?
Oh, no.
Yes.
No, she does not live in Toronto or any of the above.
Oh, you said it.
Toronto.
Or any of the above.
I like Toronto.
She does.
Sir, remember when Don asked you if you were retarded?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to rethink your answer?
Well, no.
Okay, get out of here.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right, thank you.
That's the way everybody should say it, Toronto.
Toronto.
You know, don't need to spotlight it. You just say Toronto.
Yeah. Oh, and now listen, hold on. Speaking about retards, wait a minute.
You teach a child to read, and he or her will be able to pass a literacy test.
I only got like 100 of these today.
Oh, that's fantastic.
George?
Barely is the question asked, is our children learning?
You know what? It would be a good mix if you get me the retarded song again.
Yeah, you got it.
I could do an instant George Bush get retarded mix. And I thought we had this problem solved. There's now
Is it messed up again?
There's a screen on my screen. Can you just close that window, Rob? You see,
Rob's out of the room. Rob ducked out to get your song.
Get the song. Got the music. Thanks. We need to close this window, dude.
We'll need a mouse, then.
When you're talking about the window, you're talking about on your computer screen.
No, I'm talking about the window here.
The window that we have here in the studio.
The window on the world.
In our 1850 building.
Right down there. Click right there. Close.
Huh?
There you go. Thanks. Thank you. I appreciate it.
How are you anyway?
Thanks. Hi.
Are you retarded?
Yes.
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
I answered you.
So we have, I've got, I don't know, 23 or 4 ready to go with this George Bush remix, this instant classic.
Let's get retarded in here.
Everybody, everybody.
The literacy level of our children are falling.
Retarded, get retarded, get retarded.
Why don't you help it mentor a child how to read? You're working hard to put food on your family.
You put it on continuous, Rob.
There you go. Okay.
Everybody.
Places where our nation finds hope, where wings take dream. I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
The George W. Bush Dictionary.
This word is ingrinable. Let's use it in a sentence.
Prescription drugs will be an ingrinable part of the Medicare plan.
Ingrinable.
Poor people aren't necessarily killers. Just because you have to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill.
Of making sure America's a compassionate place means acts as simple as walking into a shut-in's home and saying, I love you, on a regular basis.
George?
My state of the union, or state, my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation. I asked Americans to give 4,000 years, 4,000 hours over the next rest of your life of service to America. 4,000 hours.
We rank 10th amongst the industrialized world in broadband technology and its availability.
That's not 10th. What?
10th is 10 spots too low, as far as I'm concerned.
The legislature's job is to write law. It's the executive branch job to interpret law.
You get the idea. Civics in fourth grade. I think they said that the executive branch executed the law. And there's another branch, the judicial branch, and they interpret the law.
This frightens some in Washington because they want the federal government controlling the Social Security like it's some kind of federal program.
But first of all, there's nothing more deep than recognizing Israel's right to exist. That's the most deep thought of all.
Well, wow. There's a lot of them.
Oh, they're
there
wonderful. It's just fun to listen to them.
There's a lot of them. I mean, some government really should sit down and really try to do a mix of these things.
It would be a mistake for the United States Senate to allow any kind of human cloning to come out of that chamber.
That's a chapter, the last chapter of the 20th century, that our 21st century, that most of us would rather forget. The last chapter of the 20th century, this is the first chapter of the 21st century.
Thank you, George.
Wow. He's fun. That's just delightful.
There he is.
You know, it almost makes me want to pull the other lever.
Hello there.
I'm election day.
I understand. Hello, David. Don and Mike show. David, hey.
What's going on, Don and Mike? This is George Mike, man. I was wondering if you've been watching that new show, The Next Great Champ, since you're a fight fan.
Well, the what show, sir? I mean, no, I don't. You know what? I'm turned off because...
Are you a big fight fan, Mike?
I'm a fight fan, but it's fake fight. It's You know, I mean, boxing doesn't need any more drama added into it.
Here's how you fix that. Are you talking about the show that...
The Oscar De La Hoya fight.
The Next Great Champ.
And then, of course, De La Hoya really, you know, really helped his cause by stinking up the joint.
I'm serious. You do it with monkeys. The Next Great
Champ.
The Next Great Chimp.
That's why you, sir, are the smartest man in show business.
So you get the chimps with the headgear on and the big oversized gloves.
No, we don't need any headgear.
You don't need headgear?
Let's not get happy.
You don't think so?
They're cuter without it.
Hello, here's Michael in Las Vegas. Michael, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. Amazing race last night. Do you think that NBC had anything to do with all of them being able to get flights so that it would make the race tighter? Because that one couple...
I wouldn't put it past them.
They couldn't get a flight, and then all of a sudden, we're taking people off the flight.
No, I wouldn't put it past them at all. I think, any of those reality shows...
That might be rigged.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, because I don't follow The Amazing Race, but I follow it enough to know the nice couple won, right? The couple that everybody thought was the nicest?
Yeah, the guy, I forgot what his name was, but they were the best because they helped other people along the way.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't think they rigged it for that couple to win, but I do think that I wouldn't put it past them where they would make it tighter so that it would come down to a more dramatic finish.
I know the last night there was just nothing on. I mean, for being the new fall season, there was nothing, and Buzz was nice enough. This, talk about retarded.
Yeah.
Buzz actually printed me out a copy, color-coded, of the entire fall schedule.
An enlarged grid of TV programming.
How delightful. Something like...
Would you like one?
I'd love one, yes.
Thank
something
you.
Like that Warren Littlefield would have in his office,
right?
Or the late Brandon Tartikoff,
uh-huh.
Right? You know, with all of the shows and all of the times, So last night, like a dope, instead of looking at TV Guide, I'm looking at the Buzz television guide.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, discussing it with my wife, and then we decided we just wouldn't watch anything until 10 o'clock.
Well, I have to tell both of you about something.
Until the Law and Order.
That's concerning me, and Patton Oswalt, one of our friends who's a comedian, mm-hmm. actually does a bit on TiVo, and he talks about TiVo, and the TiVo having a mind of its own. I got a new high-definition TiVo unit Ooh. Installed, and the only thing that I put in there, that I programmed in to record, was Survivor. And I went into the TiVo unit today.
Yeah.
And I got it installed before I went on vacation. I came back. I believe TiVo thinks that I am a 50-year-old black woman. I'm not sure, but I mean, TiVo has TiVo's recorded stuff that I can't even begin to figure out what the theme is and what all I put in there.
Well, tell me why it's a 50-year-old black woman.
Well, it's most of the programs.
Tell me why, baby. What am I in your TiVo?
Most of the programs are on UPN.
On UPN.
Love UPN.
But no, this damn Miss Mike O'Mara.
But then it diverts from that too, and I will have Hispanic programming mm-hmm. that it is recording.
Well,
for
honey,
me.
Don't you have a housekeeper?
Baby,
baby love.
But she is not Hispanic, and I don't understand what TiVo is. And I have a question for you, a TiVo question.
Yes, baby.
I have so much stuff that's jammed into my TiVo now.
I'm a 50-year-old black woman. Hello, baby.
Is there a way to do like a massive...
Why do you talk that way about J.C. Hayward, baby?
Is there a way to do a massive erase?
I believe it's called unplug and plug back in, baby.
Is that it?
I don't know.
No, that won't delete it.
No,
you
know.
Buy a replay and it won't record all that crap.
Oh, see, Buzz is not a believer.
You're still hanging in there with that.
Yeah, like, much better.
There's a way to get around that with the TiVo.
All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to write down like 10 of what my TiVo, a random sampling, because
That'd be funny.
I was going page after page. I was going out of my mind saying, in a year, I couldn't watch all this programming.
what would it be? Let me see. Bernie Mac?
Nope. Bernie Mac's not on there. It's more obscure. The Steve Harvey Show.
Oh, I love Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey Show is on there on a regular basis.
Big show that The Parkers? The Parkers.
Parkers are on there.
Oh, yes, darling.
Yep.
Your TiVo thinks you're black.
I think so.
But
I mean, why would TiVo think I'm black? Because why
would TiVo
Survivor? I mean, you know,
I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe
why would,
over a show.
Why would TiVo think you're a black 50-year-old woman?
I haven't given a thumbs up to anything.
What were you wearing when you watched?
it's fascinating. TiVo is fascinating to me.
Maybe you were on vacation, and you know, one of your I know you don't like me talking about your personal life,
right?
But one of your sleepover girls, you know, maybe she was there, and she.
What do you mean, one of my sleepover girls?
You know, one of your sleepover girls was there.
You met the woman that I date exclusively.
Yes, I know, but I also know.
Very
that, you
Very upsetting
know,
to say something like that.
No, Mike, listen.
One of my Hugh Hefner.
Yes. So anyway, one night, you know, you leave and you say, "I'm going to go to wherever you are going," and she goes, "Oh, baby, can I just play with the TV a little bit?" You said, "Sure, go ahead."
Well, either that or the house is haunted.
Really, you think?
Yeah, because things are happening.
By a black woman?
I don't know.
After all?
That way, Jane. That might be it.
Yeah, we're going to come in and play with your TiVo, Jane.
I don't know. You know,
classic. It would be like Sanford and Son, right?
But maybe it's not just the black thing, because the black programming, there's stuff on there that I don't even know, understand.
Like, what happened to my uncle. He one time accidentally clicked on the HBO Latin version of The Sopranos.
Oh, my God.
And then all he got was Telemundo.
I got some of that.
Yeah.
Baby, you bring in that list tomorrow. We'll read that list.
Yeah, I will.
Bring that in tomorrow.
I'll bring the whole list in.
Good.
60 shows.
That's crazy.
Makes no sense to me.
For as Mike said, a 50-year-old black woman.
That's what I think.
Or somebody other than
I might
than
be
Mike.
Wrong. When you hear the list, you might disagree. You might completely disagree. All I knew is I spotlighted certain things, and I was saying, why? it's curious. It's a curiosity.
Listen, I wanted to mention this about the great benevolent Oprah.
Yes.
Is she about 50 now?
Yeah, I think so.
I'll check close on that.
50-year-old black woman who could fit the profile that your TiVo is given.
Well, then I would take that as a compliment.
Here is why Oprah is great. Not because she gave away all of those cars on her show, which incidentally, everybody in the world is still talking about.
Sure.
Yeah. Here's why Oprah is so great. She is a billionaire
beyond billionaire,
mm-hmm.
right? It's like her and Bill Gates in a money battle over who has more.
I think Cuban's got as much money as she does.
Yeah, Mark Cuban. Well, anyway, it's an exclusive club.
It certainly is.
So she works out this deal with Pontiac, and they give away all of these cars on the show to all of these people who wrote the letters in saying that they wanted the car because they were deserving. They had financial issues. They had family issues. They needed cars.
Did Oprah have to go out of pocket for any of that?
No, here's what I'm getting to. Pontiac picked up the cost of the cars.
Oh, my God.
Now, as each winner, now I'm going to now call them disgruntled winners.
Oh.
As each disgruntled winner in the audience, of which there were, and I did some research, 276 audience members who wrote in letters saying that they were in bad financial straits
right.
and they really needed a car.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she did a solicit for this. So they're all in the studio. All 276 people get the car. You saw the video of the women humping the cars out of the parking lot.
Yeah, I mean, it was unbridled joy.
Then they turned the cameras off, and they said there's just a couple of papers that you have to sign. And incidentally, everybody, before you can get your car, it'll cost you anywhere between $7,000 and $9,000.
Oh, my God. Why?
Taxes.
That's right, because they were like $28,000 cars.
Mm-hmm. Now, here is where...
Oh, my God.
This is why I'm going to give Oprah the prize. It would be nothing for Oprah to reach into her purse.
Sure.
To say, for these 276 people, these downtrodden members of society...
Have no cars where $7,000 to $9,000 is all the money in the world.
That's right. So now, over 100 of them are getting together... People who won the cars on Oprah are getting together to try to group sell them, to try to get some money out of this. And some people are considering, hey, haven't we heard this before, legal action against Oprah saying they brought us to the show.
Wow.
They said she'd given us a car.
And many of those people we've always known that with prizes on game shows.
I know.
In order to collect your prize... You have to pay the taxes, and many times you have to sell the car.
But here's the thing. When you go on a game show or something like that, I think that's kind of known. They tell you that up front.
Absolutely.
The reaction that I'm reading from these people is that before they entered Oprah's studio, nobody said to them, listen, if there's a chance you win a car today, you might have to pay taxes.
So wrong.
Yeah. So we're trying desperately now.
Okay.
And, you know, it's hard to find anybody that will say anything bad about Oprah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're trying desperately. We're very close to getting one of these disgruntled winners on the telephone.
Well, I mean, you've got to realize that if somebody is in that situation where they write into a television show because they're in financial straits that do not allow them to purchase a car, that as soon as, you know, if they're going to buy a car, they're probably not going to buy a $30,000 car like Oprah gave away, and they don't have the $7,000 to $9,000.
And Rob, what is 276 times 7,000? 276 times 7,000.
Like 1.4 million, roughly.
Okay.
Wow.
You mean to tell me she's not got that invested in toilet paper already in one of her mansions?
Right.
You mean to tell me that she doesn't have like the gigantic 36? Roll thing in an entire room of one of her many mansions.
You know, now I'm curious. My mind is racing on this. That they're probably it's probably full retail that the cars were valued at.
Yes.
And that's what they based the taxes on.
Right.
Because they were a giveaway. Right.
That's right. And now here is legal expert Joe, or at least expert on being poor.
Sure.
Joe Ardinger. Hi, Joe. Oh, hi, Joe.
Hi. It occurred to me that they could actually bankrupt on those taxes. They could bankrupt on that money to the IRS without harming their credit if they continue to pay their mortgages and their credit cards. They could skip
that
tax money.
Thanks, Joe.
Don't ask me how I know. Did I say 2.1? I meant to say 1.93.
1.93 million?
Well, still, chump change. For Oprah Winfrey, chump change.
Less than 2 million.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, the deal is, you're giving these people cars. You're not giving them a $7,000 tax bill.
I know, it is great.
It's not a game show. What it is, it's a gift.
Uh-huh. The winners are getting pissed now.
Right.
This is great.
Them, yes.
Thank you, Oprah. Hello, Debbie, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello, Debbie? Debbie, darling. Oh, it was an Oprah fan.
Really?
Sorry about that. Oh, here's a guy about your TiVo, Mike. Kenny.
Hi.
Don, Mike.
Hi, Kenny.
Hey. Yeah, Mike, I figured out why they thought you were black from the Tebow company. You didn't pay your bill.
Oh, stop that. Oh, behave yourself.
Just stop it. Hold on.
No here, way.
Here's another one. Billy.
Billy?
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Billy. Hi, hey. Billy.
Hello, Billy.
You guys probably already know this. Did you know you can turn that function off of TiVo so it doesn't record anything for you other than what you tell it to record?
See, I don't know that. I haven't delved into my TiVo enough to know how to shut it down.
Yeah, I finally had to do that. I got the same thing you did. All that crap was being recorded. I had no idea what it was.
I haven't discontinued anything. It's probably going to make me eggs tomorrow.
Can't you do it all with the remote? You can do it without reading a book, right?
All the menu. Yeah, it's real easy.
In a menu somewhere.
Well, I went in today and, I couldn't figure it out. All right?
All right, thanks, guys.
What did the TiVo think you were, sir?
I'm sorry?
What did the TiVo think you were?
I think I thought I was a homosexual black man.
Sorry I asked.
Bye-bye. Yes.
Thank you, Billy.
Here's our inside line. Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Heather.
Heather.
Heather won a car from Oprah.
That's right.
Really? Oh, she knows she's on the... Oh,
well, Heather, thanks for
going, Beth.
Way to go, B.A.
Heather, where are you from?
I'm from Bismarck, North Dakota.
Bismarck, North Dakota. And you wrote into the Oprah show discussing, or somebody wrote in for you saying you needed a car badly?
I wrote in, there was 11 people that were written in that really terribly needed a car.
Mm-hmm.
And how I got tickets for the show, a week before the show, they sent out on her site, it said audience members needed for the week of that we were going to be in Chicago. And
right.
So, I wrote in and I had to put my personal information in and then I had to write a story as to why I wanted to go to the Oprah show.
Ah.
Oh, so your story didn't even have anything to do with... See, Oprah made it sound like...
But everybody in the audience had a hardship situation where they needed a car. Oh,
only 11.
You didn't need a car?
Well, one of my cars is a 1992 Geo Prism with 117,000 miles on it.
Yeah, did that involve your letter? I mean, when you wrote in?
You know, one of my friends said that she heard that on the information you filled out, you had to write how many miles you had on your car. And so maybe we did, and I didn't even pay attention to that.
Okay, so anyway, you got the car. How do you feel about paying $7,000 or whatever your taxes are?
Well, I can do it, and it's okay, and it's a lot cheaper than buying a new car.
But how much is your? Do you know how much your tax bill is going to be on the car?
No, I don't.
Mm.
You don't, and you're not mad at Oprah?
No, she doesn't have any control over that. That's the federal government.
But Oprah has all the money. Oprah brought all you people in to give you cars. Wouldn't it be nice if Oprah said, "Hey, on top of the cars that I'm giving you, of which she didn't pay anything for, she would just pay the taxes."
I mean, when you go to do your Christmas shopping and you give you give your husband or your children a gift, you don't say, "Here's this this wonderful toy or this wonderful adult toy that I got you, and here's the tax bill." You don't do it like that, do you?
We don't have to claim federal taxes on the gift that you give your Christmas either.
How do you feel about the 11 people who desperately needed cars who can't afford the $7,000 in taxes?
Right. Well, I mean, I feel terrible for them. And
Do you think Oprah should pay for the poor people's cars?
Well, I don't know that it's feasible for her to pay everybody's federal taxes.
She's got all the money.
What if she gave you a car as a gift? She could give you $7,000 as a gift.
Well, she didn't pay for the car either.
If she gave me $7,000 to pay taxes, then I'd have to claim that and pay taxes on that, too.
Yes, but it keeps getting smaller after that.
But still, you're not mad at Oprah.
I'm not mad at Oprah at all. I'm very thankful to Oprah.
Thankful to Oprah. And how come you don't know what the tax bill is yet?
Well, we'll get a 1099 for it. So.
Were you hypnotized at any time?
No.
Okay. When you went in the studio that day, did they have you sign something that said if you want a car you have to pay taxes?
No. I mean, we signed papers at the end that said,
Are you driving your car now?
No, we order them.
You order them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, when do you get your car?
They said the whole process will take about 120 days.
I thought the cars were all outside the studio.
All the women were humping them.
Right. That was a visual.
What do you mean
it
a
was?
Visual?
It wasn't the cars that we drove home.
It was more of Oprah's fakery.
It was really, we were duped.
Yeah. Are you? So,
I don't think she's faking anything. Nobody gets...
But honey, hold on.
When somebody wins a refrigerator or... A brand new car there.
Here's the thing. That's a game show, honey.
That's a game show where you know the rules going in. It's not a show where I'm Wonderful Oprah and I'm giving you something for free, for nothing, for just being there.
And here's the deal. I'm going to give you something, and I'm going to tape your reaction and get you dry humping this car and play it on television, and then I'm going to tell you after I turn the cameras off that not only are you not going to get this car for 4 months, but when you get it, you have to pay $7,000 for it.
Like, you guys can have your opinions. I'm very thankful for that.
Well, I can understand.
I certainly can understand. I mean, you did get a car, and if you can afford the taxes, it, you know, it's probably a decent deal. I don't argue with you. We're talking about the people that, that might have real hardship.
Mm-hmm.
It would seem to me that Oprah was not giving away a prize. She was giving someone a gift. That's the way it was presented on her television show.
I mean, didn't you get that vibe when you were in the audience that Oprah, even though, you, and I'm glad you told us that, that only 11 out of the 276 actually...
She actually said that there were other people in the audience that needed cars, too.
Yeah,
but 11 desperately.
But you,
right,
you, you
and even more there.
I mean, I understand that you're happy with Oprah because she gave you a car. And I can't blame you one little bit. Can you understand our point of view a little bit?
Well, I just, if anybody gave you a gift totaling over $5,000, you have to claim it and pay taxes on it, whether it's your grandfather or a friend.
You know what, honey? You are brainwashed by Oprah.
Yeah.
You really are. What is it, every day, 4 o'clock? I bet it's Channel 7 wherever you live.
You know, that's not really fair. The other thing is, you know, they have the option to sell the car.
Yes,
and some will have to.
Let me just throw this out at you.
Some will do that, but again, that gets away from the basic premise of, you know, it's Christmas in September.
Yes,
and
it's a gift.
Everybody's going to, Oprah's angels
and
are
above and beyond
cars.
That. Above and beyond that. Just I mean, and, you know, we're having a discussion, and I want to say once again, I understand where you're coming from because you did get a free car from Oprah.
Right.
Yeah. You have to pay taxes on it, but a lot of people might not be able to afford that.
Right.
And also, let's take into account the promotional value that Oprah received for the Oprah show based on the publicity that was generated with this magnanimous gesture.
Worth millions.
I mean, more than millions. I mean, really. I mean, tens of millions in some cases.
And
it's still going on.
And don't you think it's at least a little oogie that no one's even mentioning now that you guys got to pay did you know that some of your winning friends are considering legal action against Oprah?
No, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, if some fairy came by and said, I'll pay your taxes on the car, it's not like I'd turn them down. But I also understand that.
What if a straight guy came by?
No.
That's a little joke.
Come on now, up in Dakota.
You can understand. We're doing a comedy radio.
You're a very nice house frau, and we appreciate your time.
Are you going to be able to have the, I mean, do you have the dough for the... For the taxes, will you be able to come up with the money for the taxes? Or do you think you'll
get our finances at the time, and there's options for
so you're gonna sell
out a loan too.
So you're gonna sell the car
maybe? Hold on, maybe you take out a loan.
Right.
Then
let's raise our glasses to Oprah and thank Oprah for putting a lot of wonderful housewives from the Midwest into terrible debt.
That you're going to take out a loan to pay for the gift that Oprah gave you. Congratulations.
Well, like I said, I needed a new car and a lot cheaper loan than I'd take out if I bought one off the lot.
Do you think you'll sell the car?
No.
I'm
going to drive it forever.
I want to say there's no better gift that when I open an envelope and it's a note from the bank saying, you owe us money for the next however many years.
So nice.
At compounded interest.
Thanks so much.
Well, listen, thank you for being on the show. You are a very nice lady. And
very appreciative.
Yes, of course you are, and we understand that. We wanted to get, you know, your take on it and also explain to you how we were feeling about this.
Right, I understand.
At any point did you go through any, like, sleep deprivation? Did they put you in one of those black oxygen chambers? Did they at any point were you unconscious before the show?
Now, how did you guys know all that?
There you go. See, we knew it.
Nothing at all.
Now you're playing along.
Ma'am, did you enjoy being on this radio program?
Well, you guys are a little crazy.
But if you enjoyed it, may we send you a bill?
You don't mind?
No, you don't mind, do you?
No, you may not.
No, certainly not.
All right. Thanks for coming on our show.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I think all those cars are pre-programmed to run over men.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah. Let's not forget, Don, when we discussed it a million years ago. You know,
the Man-Hater show.
Oprah really made her hay on the Man-Hater.
It still does. Hello, here's Mike in Reno. Mike.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Howdy.
How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, Oprah was advertising on her show the Dodge Motor Company
donated the cars.
It's Pontiac, my friend. Pontiac.
Excuse me.
Okay, Pontiac.
But they included tax licensing and dock fees.
Well, ain't true.
Apparently not.
Ain't
true. That would be like sales tax and not the federal tax, I think.
Right.
Like on the gift itself?
Yeah, like the $189 processing fee, that stuff they always add on at the dealership.
Right.
That I think they took.
What great brainwashing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, that housefrau from North Dakota, South Dakota, wherever.
Wait, I'm confused about the taxes. Is the tax based on that it's a gift and it's income? Is that what it is?
Yes, the car.
Because that really, if it was just a sales tax for the car,
like a lottery winner,
the cars are viewed as income.
Okay, right,
all right.
That much I know from having watched game shows.
All right,
the cars are viewed as income. So there you are taxed on them, and that woman in
North. Now I'm gonna get everybody mad on the show here because I'm gonna say, well, if the cars are viewed as income, if she gave people money to pay the taxes, then that would be income as well.
Yeah,
well,
how do you get around that?
That's what the lady said.
How do you get around it?
Well, how you get around it is you pay it up front. You just, doesn't Oprah go to these guys and say, listen, what's the tax on these cars? Let me just pay it up front. Just give them a car and give them a freaking car.
Yeah, but it's still income.
Well, there's got to be a way.
As long as the government gets its tax money, I don't know if they care who it comes from.
Yeah. Either way, all I know is that there's a lady.
So what she would have to do is give them money under the table.
There's a lady.
In a brown envelope.
There's a lady from North Dakota who's going to take out a loan
to pay the taxes on her car
that she got for free from Oprah Winfrey.
Right.
Okay.
And interest rates are going up.
Maybe it speaks to something beyond Oprah. Maybe it speaks to our society and our system that is anything really for free in this country.
And boy, does she have those housefrau's brainwashed.
Yeah, this one said she'd keep the car forever and ever
forever.
Because it came from Oprah.
From Oprah. Yeah. We got the loan at the bank, and listen to this. We got a good rate, 22.5,
Can't you just mark up the car and say it's this value? And
I
take
that's
the difference and
figure out.
I'm getting all obsessed with it.
Call
you know what?
Front.
I wish I'd gotten one of those cars.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Because then you'd be paying for it.
Yeah, I just want it. I like to win stuff.
I know, but they really didn't win.
I've been on a pretty unlucky streak lately. That's why I don't go to Atlantic City as much as I used to.
Didn't win. You're lucky.
Huh?
You're lucky.
I'm getting phone calls from those people. You know,
it's a new Corvette!
Mr. O'Mara, we'd like to get you back into the casino. You owe us some money.
It's a new Corvette!
Thank you. They love it. I love that when you go to the casino and they got the car spinning around.
Yeah, lovely car.
It's a new Corvette!
The late Rod Roddy, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what you do. We got a break, everybody, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
The sound card don't like the Jews, which is bugs. I get my head cut on DeKalb Avenue. I ain't never been in a barber shop and heard a bunch of brothers talking about Jews. Black people don't hate Jews. Black people hate white people. We don't got time to dice white people up into little groups. I hate everybody. I don't care if you just got here. Hey, I'm Romanian. You're Romanian cracker.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're out of the business for good, forever.
Will you just listen a minute?
Shut up! You shut your mouth once and for all.
Masters of the taking touch, Don and Mike.
Any reason you jumped right up to the microphone, boy?
Yes, our head tax attorney, Joe Artinger, just dropped this off.
Yeah. Wait till you hear what they done did. The Don and Mike Show.
I guess this is from the IRS website.
Yeah.
General rule, except as otherwise provided in section or in section 117, gross income includes amounts received as prizes and awards. So it's like a 25% income tax, which is about right.
You know when you were reading that? That's exactly
how I used to tune out in high school.
But I did. I did. Oh, sorry, Mike. There you go.
But you were tight.
Yeah.
Even though you might have tuned out on what he was saying, but you didn't tune out from the music.
I totally tuned out.
You won't tune out when you see Joe Artinger's tax worksheet.
ABM, as they call him.
A beautiful mind.
Well, and then once again, it brings me back to my theory, which is it doesn't matter. Even if she paid the taxes, it would still be income. They're screwed any way you look at it.
Yeah, but if they added $7,000 to it, then they would only have to pay about $1,850.
Really?
And then if she paid $18.50,
now you're losing me. Now I'm tuning out.
All I know is Oprah gave away cars and people have to pay money. And it wasn't advertised.
I hate her.
I hate
hey.
It. Me too. Hi, darling.
Hey, anyway, Sugar Bear.
Let me ask you something. You're a woman.
Yes, I am.
You're all woman.
Baby.
Thank you.
I don't think you're listening to the show right now, are you?
I was listening when you were talking to the Oprah. Oh, when you were talking to the Oprah woman. Yes, I was.
Yeah, Oprah, okay. And you like Oprah fine, right? You like her show?
I don't watch her show, but I think I really, you know, I remember an argument you and I had years ago on the air when you thought she would go down the tubes because she was going to try to do a show on a higher level without just all
yeah,
the, you
I
know,
I remember that.
Singer stuff.
I remember that.
Hey, Frida,
kudos to you. Let me just ask you, though, and you were right, I was wrong when Oprah said she wanted to make her show nicer. Don't you think that she should have made it, though, that people wouldn't have to pay taxes?
I think you didn't follow what Mike was saying, and I, as so often happens, probably agree with Mike that if she had, if the car is worth $40,000 and she gave them $7,000 more to cover the taxes, then they would have gotten $47,000 worth of income in which they would have had to pay taxes on that.
Yeah, I think that's there's no way around it.
Mm. So you mean it's impossible? It's if in fact it's impossible to give away a car without
it's impossible to give away anything as a prize without the IRS getting their pound of flesh. I don't think there's any way around it.
But then, but why doesn't Oprah pay the money?
Because then it would be another gift in which they'd have to pay more taxes.
What if she gave away a really bad car? That wasn't worth very much. Then there would be almost no tax.
Well, she probably should have given away a cheaper car.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
True. And Frida?
Yes.
Did you get my message?
Yes, I did. Thank you for phoning me so promptly.
No problem.
What's that?
So we can move on now.
That is something weird.
I'll tell you later. You're going to get that George Costanza thing where you don't like me in your world. You don't want the two worlds to collide where I talk with people that you work with.
There's no problem. Listen, I am not...
There's no problem at all.
Shut up. there is no problem, honey. You had something you had to speak to Mike about, whatever it was.
She called yesterday, and we spoke, and then she called again today.
I was
checking my machine. It was nice to see that she called.
Now you're on my speed dial.
Yeah. Wow.
Well,
very
and again, that now I'm going to take it back to Seinfeld. You know what numbers on his on your speed dial is he?
Sure. What priority am I?
What number is he on your speed dial?
Well, he's after you and Grandma, so you don't have to be that. But he's before Bart, so that's a good thing.
Well, you hate our son.
I don't hate him. He's happy living several states away.
Yeah, I don't mean that you hate him.
Thing.
I don't mean you hate him. Hey, listen, here's what I wanted to chat about with you, darling. Isn't it amazing? You know, most days I come into work and I have a list of things that I want to talk about to get off my chest. And since you went out of the country for 2 weeks...
Yeah.
I've had, now that you've been back, 5 days, I've got nothing. I don't know what it is that they did to you when you went over there.
Wow.
But don't you find that we, for whatever reason, are just clicking better now?
I appreciate you more than ever, and I'm trying, and I missed you while I was gone, and
I know.
I'm trying to remember that,
and that's why I
appreciate you, and how lucky I am to have you for my partner.
I have great news. I have booked you on another European vacation.
Oh, yes.
Leaving on Friday afternoon.
You'll have to pay the taxes.
No, I can't afford to send you anywhere like that again, but you know, what did you went to Italy with your mother, and I had the option to go and said, you know, no thanks, because I just imagined them.
Midway through and said, please come join us, I miss you.
Oh, yeah.
And you said not in football season.
Right, yeah, it's a 14-hour flight, and it's, you know.
No, the bottom line was you don't leave the country during football season.
And am I
14-hour flight to Italy?
Yep.
No, it wasn't. You have to divide everything he says by half.
It was, honey, hold on a second. Hold on. It was
a 9-hour flight to Italy.
Nine.
And how long?
That's so long. Why does it take so long to get to Italy?
But hold on a second. And then another 2 hours on top of that to go to Milan.
No, yeah, it went to Milan, and then it was less than an hour. So
it ends up being closer to 11 or 12 hours.
But it was like 8 going and 9 coming back.
Wow.
It's a long flight.
No, but you're not adding in the time that you...
No, you're right. I'm believing you now.
This is dumb that we're discussing this.
But once you're there, you have unlimited breadsticks and salad.
And they treat you like family.
They do.
You know what? I'm so stupid. We sat at this table with these Italian people, and they had all this food on the table, and I'm saying, Avodanza. I don't know what it means.
Avodanza.
But I love the olive tree commercial because I'm such a literate American.
Oh, well, listen, all I know is that I have no complaints now with you. I love you. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but while you were gone for those 2 very memorable weeks, the house is in order. Everything in its place and a place for everything.
That's good.
Yeah, if I were Aunt Bea, I'd be a little upset because you don't seem to need me anymore.
No, I need you. I need you. As a
Yeah, you did great. You did great while I was gone. You have grown into such a wonderful man that you don't feel like a kid. Yeah, I'm very proud of you.
You guys have come a long way in a very short period of time.
You've raised him well.
Yes,
you've come a long way from the man I married who would stick the pizza roll boxes under the cushion of the chair because you were too lazy to take them to the trash can.
But keep in mind, it was just, I believe, in the last 90 days. When you came down, or you called me, and just said, oh, great news, I've decided not to leave you.
I was lonely because you watched football every night, because you didn't want to go anywhere or do anything. Now, I told you at that time, I realized I could do things on my own, and I had a great time. So
I love football. Hey, she came in today, I was watching the Rich Eisen show, and she said, oh, is that Rich? I said, yes, he's the boy that's going to be on our show this year. Look at him. Look at that Rich.
And she got into it.
She stood there for a second.
Really.
She stood there for a second and placated me.
Good.
All right, darling. Well, that's it. You know, I just think it's refreshing. One time, I want to at least have my wife on the show. One time when she's not busting my balls.
Right.
And I'm not screaming at her. And I'm not mad. And she's not mad. So put this in a time capsule.
And I learned some handy things, too. You know the hand gesture where your hand is under your chin and you just stroke it and flick it outwards?
Yeah.
That really means? That doesn't mean anything bad. That just means I don't really care. So that's the one I plan on using when you tell me about Rich Eisen or, football or, any of those things.
Well, I've always thought it meant something else. But if that's nice, if you think it has that meaning,
Italians told me.
Aren't the Italians, haven't they created a lot of gestures?
They got a lot. They got, if you do the, like, you poke your dimple in your chin, in your cheek, if you, like, twirl your...
Yeah, you twist your finger in the dimple, yeah?
Yeah.
Now,
that means very good. And if you pull your lower eyelid down, that means that you're clever.
Do you realize while you're saying this,
we're all doing it like
idiot monkeys.
Yeah.
All right, darling.
You got them. But the universal one is the fist with the elbow, your hand in the elbow.
That's got to mean
that's
F
a bad
you.
One.
That,
right?
That means
that's
F
bad.
You.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Bad.
Hey, what's the matter?
That's right. You do that when you get off the plane at the airport.
Yeah.
All right, darling. All right, what?
I told you that one the other day. Ciao tutti.
Ciao tutti.
Ciao tutti. Ciao tutti. What does that mean?
Ciao tutti is ciao is goodbye. Tutti is everybody. Ciao tutti.
Oh, ciao tutti. All right. Ciao tutti.
Okay.
Goodbye. Love you.
Ti amo.
See you later. What?
I mean, I love you.
Ti amo.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I learned that one over there.
Ciao tutti. Goodbye.
Bye, sweetie.
I'm telling you. There's something about sending her away.
You
that
guys
was,
are like kids. You got to get her to Europe once a year.
I was thinking once a month.
What's the Italian phrase for never forget?
Rob.
It always gets back to WW2.
Well, it was only 60 years ago. They were out trying to kill us.
I understand, Rob. Everybody. Not all of them.
Everybody's still talking about Oprah. Valerie?
Yes, sir.
Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hi there.
Hi. I love you guys.
We love you, Valerie.
We love you.
If Oprah really wanted the cars to be free, she could lease them on behalf of all of those individuals, just like the Mary Kay Corporation. Nobody pays income tax on the cars, the pink Cadillac that you're driving around.
I like this, Valerie. I like the way she thinks.
All right, thank you, Valerie.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Excellent. Thank you. And obviously not brainwashed by Oprah.
No, right.
Here is Jerome in Fresno, California.
Jerome. Hey, don't hold it against me because I'm from Fresno.
Jerome.
Yeah.
What's that song in the time?
Jerome. Yeah, Jerome.
The Bird.
Yeah.
Is it The Bird or Jungle Love?
I think it's The Bird.
The Bird.
He did it more than a lot of his songs. But you know, I was listening to your best stuff while you were on vacation.
Thank you for doing that. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for listening to a rerun. Thank you.
Yeah, and great show, and it dealt with you giving a prize, and you guys laid into this lady because you gave her a video game, right?
Right.
But she wanted you to give her the thing that is played on, the actual PlayStation.
PlayStation 2, right.
Right. And I don't really see that this is any different. I mean, Oprah gave
me... No. Hold on, dude. I remember the segment you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
It was a prize. It was a call-in-to-win prize. She won a game for Xbox.
She knew what she was getting.
We didn't say, you're going to win an Xbox. We said, you've won whatever the Tony Hawk skate game was, whatever it was.
Yeah, every day on the show, they stick a bunch of prizes in front of Don, and he, you know, it's his job to give them away, and right. You know, we don't know from one day to the next what we're getting.
So I said, right. You know, you win a video game. And she said, great, all he needs is the system to play it on. And it was like, hello?
Why'd you play?
Hello, McFly. We never said we were given that, but we did have a great time because I remember we were broadcasting in New York, went out on the street, bought one at a store next door, brought it up while she was on the air,
and
took a sledgehammer to it.
And also, the thing that upset you guys more than anything is, remember, her letter said, I know you won't let the kids down.
Right.
To, like, play you as the guilt card for you guys.
Yeah.
And that was the problem. So it's,
yeah, that,
you know,
that angered us greatly.
I don't agree with that either. I mean, she shouldn't have done that. But I mean, Oprah...
Like,
Jerome,
hold on. Jerome, I'm looking at my prizes here. For instance,
right.
What if I was to give you an HBO Family Bonds prize pack? And then that's like you saying, hey, great, thanks for giving me a prize pack for HBO.
Does it come with a DVD?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
All I need is a TV to watch HBO on.
Right.
You know, pound sand.
Right. Yeah, no, I...
Okay, right. Pound sand. Ed, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hello, Ed.
Hey, I got a question. Isn't Oprah supposed to be smart? Well, when you give a prize away, don't you pay higher taxes on a prize rather than a gift? And if she really wanted to, wouldn't she just go ahead and buy the cars and then turn around and sell them to the people for a dollar so they only have to pay the sales tax?
That would work.
It seems to me, even with my limited intellect, you could do that.
Yep.
You could buy the car and then say, you know, because of legalities.
But she didn't have to buy the car because the car manufacturer, Pontiac, gave the cars away. In exchange for promotional consideration.
Gave them to Oprah, and she could have then sold them for a dollar apiece.
She could have.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to take the side against Oprah here. I know you. Never mind. You do. God with you.
You know what? Hey, hold on a second. And I hate to be a tax attorney on the radio, but if she gets the cars for free as income, and then she sells the cars to these people, she can take a loss.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And she gets a tax write-off, right?
You just figured that out.
I think what it would involve would be simply...
Which one of us is the doctor? Which
your doctor, your Dr. Donald Goldstein, and I'm Michael Goodman, the attorney at law.
Michael,
yes.
May I say something to you?
Of course, yes, Sherry.
You're an attorney at law.
I'm excited.
You should have come up with that very long ago.
I will say that in this particular situation, I was asleep at the wheel. And I'm sorry for that, Dr. Goldstein.
Asleep at the wheel. That's a motto on many of your business cards, Ambulance Chaser.
Thank you. You can put me down because I was behind the curve on this particular tax loophole.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I was speaking to Michael Hoffman.
Oh, Michael Hoffman.
From Jew to Jew.
Yes, it's very nice. I hope he brings us, during the holiday season, the jelly donuts.
We're going to break, and when we come back, another great Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis.
The telephone tapes.
I'm sure he knows where his tax loopholes are.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Percodan is addictive.
I'm in London doing Royal Command Performance. And I have a bookie who takes my bets for horse races in London. And I told him my problem, that England doesn't have what I need, and I'm running out. He said, it's okay, I'll get a bloke for you. Okay. He tells me that if I go to Green's Delicatessen in Soho at midnight after my show, a man will come over to me and bring me 10 Percodan. He said, just bring cash. I said, fine. He brought me 10. I gave him $1,000. I had the 10 Percodan that only took me through three quarters of the next day. That's how bad it was. So I'm getting in terrible trouble now because the Percodan's not even working.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
Right. We're on Westwood One. And some shout-outs here. 95.5. Harrisonburg, Virginia.
All right.
WZXI. Salt Lake City. The Big 100 KALL. San Francisco. KYCY. Houston. KIKK. It's either today or tomorrow that we go on for all 4 hours in Houston.
Yay.
Is it live? Yeah. Remember, now they're taking us just 2 hours live.
Right, that's right. And it's Dallas where we're on in the middle of the night, right?
That's right. We're also on in Charleston, South Carolina.
That is a beautiful city.
That is radio station WQSC. We got another one today. Making our magic affiliate total up again to 45.
Right.
Station number 45 is 99.7 KXTY and San Luis Obispo.
You had it. San Luis Obispo. Episcopo.
Like everywhere in America, our show's been there already once.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's we find a way to come back where we've been before.
Like a fungus.
Today on the show, from Access Hollywood, Nancy O'Dell.
She is a lovely lady.
We're going to have her on, I think. God, at least until she gets tired of us. It's going to be like a meet her today. Mm-hmm. And then starting, I think, in a week, she's going to be on like at different times, but every day with whatever crap they're going to have on.
About what's coming up on her show.
Cool. Access Hollywood. Tomorrow, the guy that wasn't fired from The Apprentice, I want to say, Bill Rancic.
Who is The Apprentice.
Right, the guy who got the job from Donald Trump.
And has been part of the Trump empire since the show began.
And then on Friday, we have, for the Pick the Pros, so they scab and bleed, Rich Eisen from the NFL Network.
And you're going crazy over his show. You love his show on the NFL channel.
NFL Total Access. Right. And Buzz, stand by.
Oh, yeah.
Later today, we have the Buzz interview.
Wow. What could it be?
Well, it's not what you think.
No?
It's not about weed.
Not about sex or drugs?
Well,
one of those, maybe.
Well, yeah, okay. I don't know. And
right. Which one of these?
And tomorrow, the return of How About That?
How About That?
I love that.
How About That? It's been a long time.
Sure.
How About That? It'll seem like a long time when we're doing it tomorrow.
I'm sure it's something special.
How about that? So, here's the deal with Jerry and the telethon. The whole time that we've been doing the show, every year, after Labor Day, we do a retrospective looking back at the previous year's Jerry Lewis telethon. It's important to note that Jerry is extremely full of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that we're not going to get to in the tape, but I did want to mention, the kid that they devoted, devoted the entire telethon to, this kid, Maddie, during the telethon, they show videotape of this kid's funeral. I'm sure you saw it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah, speaking of, she was there. So was former President Jimmy Carter was there.
Wow. Right.
A lot of very famous people were there. Jerry was not there.
Why wasn't Jerry there?
That was never addressed.
Wow.
He's not been well.
That was never addressed. And you should also know that this year they didn't get the amount of money that they got last year.
Yes.
On the telethon.
Right.
And having said all of that, we don't wish any bad feelings towards anybody with muscular dysphoria.
No, we support everything that they do. They're good. The thing that we have fun with, I think we have to point this out once in a while. The joy of reviewing this telethon is just the pure ego that is Jerry
it's
Lewis.
Jerry. Right? It's just Jerry being Jerry. You can scream from the highest mountaintop. The guy's got a heart as big as all outdoors. The guy does great work. The thing is, if the guy didn't come on TV every Labor Day and have to tell you himself how great he is,
then, you know, we wouldn't pick on him.
Yeah, then it would just be a bad show.
He's talking about, and Jerry's favorite subject
is Jerry.
Is Jerry.
Yeah. Always Jerry.
And he's a prima donna, and he's everything that's wrong with a celebrity. Isn't that safe to say he's everything that's wrong with prima donna celebrities?
Absolutely. So let's begin our coverage of the Jerry Lewis telethon. We just love it. A very out of breath Jerry introduces Ed McMahon. Now, what's good about this clip is, for whatever reason, when they bring Ed McMahon out, they play military music.
Because Ed's a Marine. Yes.
And at one time,
a veteran.
Yeah, like George Bush was, although I'm...
Ed got into the service.
Yeah. Anyway, here's Ed being introduced by a very out-of-breath Jerry just 10 minutes into the telethon.
Okay.
Hello.
And that we will save forever.
Absolutely.
That's going to go in...
Hello!
Look at that one. That's going to be one of our new hellos.
Hello. Now I know I'm on. Okay. Yeah, you can hold that up, Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce a gentleman who's been with me for 35 of my 39 years on this program, Mr. Ed McMahon.
And this music. And Ed comes out wearing his tuxedo.
Thank you. Lieutenant Colonel in the Marine Corps.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
I would never want to correct you, however... I have to correct you because this is my 37th year.
37th?
Oh. Yes, 37th.
What do you expect? At my age, I'm supposed to remember? 2, 3, 4. You're not going to touch that with a fork, are you?
You can't do it, right? Anyway, you look great. You lost a lot of weight. How much did we lose?
About 65 pounds.
Wow.
Great clothes?
Yeah.
Yes, there we go.
Right.
The gratuitous applause for Jerry. Jerry's weight loss.
Anybody see a picture of Jerry's weight loss?
I think from the neck down he might have lost that weight. But the head is still pumping.
Yeah.
That's the good part. The bad part is I still got another 25 to go.
Yeah.
But I'll do it this year. It'll be okay.
But I've been telling everybody about that little device you have, that gadget.
Yes, isn't that marvelous?
That's you have it in your back and you
marvelous.
Have a little button.
Yeah, that's Medtronic.
Can I press it?
This is my pain pacemaker.
Do you have any pain right now?
Well, it depends on...
Oh, you know what? I've just been told that Jerry Lewis does an erection joke that we cannot broadcast.
Really?
No. In this little bit of patter with Ed McMahon, he does an erection joke.
Oh, what a shame.
And Infinity will not allow us...
What a shame we can't share that with you.
To play that for you. Here's Jerry introducing his co-host. The people who really are going to do the telethon,
right?
Because Jerry's sick and tired and everything else. Can't do the whole thing himself anymore.
Right.
Memories. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're into hour two.
Gentlemen.
We're going to try desperately to pick up the tempo and change the mood a little bit and give you the best show we possibly can. Now, each year, I'm always thrilled when being complimented. And people compliment me all the time on what a wonderful show. And
you know what the game is. You know what the game is. You're going to start it again.
Start counting the number of times he says I.
You hit the bell when he says I.
But you're just going to have to count.
All right, I'll make chicken marks.
You can't
keep up, right?
Yeah. Oh, you can probably keep up.
Last year.
So many dings.
We called it the I, Me, Mine game.
Right.
And the best time to play it is at one cut, he reads the credits.
and talks about all the people that work on the telethon.
And they're his people.
Because they're his people that make him look good.
Right.
So it's,
well, let's just start it again.
Yes,
Buzz,
please.
I'm here. Just do a manual account.
All right.
this is really already starting to be the essence of what we love about...
I get complimented all the time, ladies and gentlemen.
What we love about Jerry. He's out there to get money for the kids.
Right.
But
it's really the tribute to Jerry.
It's, you know, I'm Jerry. I'm still here. All right, you count them. Ready, Buzz?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Memories. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're into hour two. We're going to try desperately to pick up the tempo and change the mood a little bit and give you the best show we possibly can. Now, each year, I'm always thrilled when being complimented. And people compliment me all the time on what a wonderful show and how well done. But I certainly could not get through it without my wonderful co-hosts. Please welcome... First, Miss Jan Carl.
That's really enthusiastic. Should we count me?
Yeah, me, my, and
me,
mine,
my,
I.
Right.
I won't count the we's, even though we know he means me.
In the royal way, he means it. Yeah.
The lovely Norm Crosby.
Oh, dear.
Does anybody besides Buzz still know who Norm Crosby is?
I don't think so.
What a great response they're getting.
The most magnificent Cynthia Garrett.
Who?
Exactly. She must be showing a little leg or something.
Is she a hottie?
Yeah. So Rob says.
And one of the funniest men in the world today, Bob Zaney, ladies and gentlemen.
Who?
Bob Zaney.
You know, who's Bob Zaney?
Zaney. Bob Zaney.
This is obscure, but do you remember when we took a meeting last February with the Infinity Lawyers?
Yeah.
That's the comedian we decided that he looks like. He's done, I don't know him from anywhere except the telethon.
Okay.
He does the overnights.
And
he's
Jan
actually
Carl,
quite funny.
Jan Carl would also be known almost exclusively from the telethon.
She used to be Entertainment Tonight.
She used to be.
Yeah, and Cynthia Garrett too, but Cynthia Garrett is really good looking.
Real
Jan Carl looks a little bit like she's been attacked with a frying pan.
So this next cut, Billy Crystal's on this cut?
Yeah, but it's just, you know, it's what he calls an appeal. It's not like a stand-up bit.
Never mind. I've only got four eyes or me's or mine so
That's
far.
That's pretty good
so.
For Jerry.
Yeah. All right, here's Jerry. I think I've
Ladies
played this,
and gentlemen.
I think I played part of this for you the other day. Here's his monologue on Burger King.
Oh, good.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to address something here that's very interesting. It's interesting because I'm getting so much mail all year long. Why Jerry's Kids? Or how did that name come about?
Mm-hmm.
Or whose idea was that? Well, I have to tell you publicly that we have received letters from my kids for more than 35 or 40 years, and we have them all in stacks at our headquarters in Tucson. And then the title of all of the bundles of mail is Jerry's Kids.
See?
And they loved the fact that it happened to evolve into Jerry's Kids.
This is not even the Burger King thing.
It's just a wonderful thing for them. It's a wonderful thing.
Just to count Jerry's.
And it's also somewhat of a house number. It's that thing that you need without making a tremendous explanation.
Huh?
You say Jerry's Kids and you know we're talking about people in trouble. And that's what we do this show for. Now, here's Dr. R. Rodney Howell.
All right, how many Jerrys or me or I's did we have in there?
In the last two cuts you've played, we've only gotten 12, but he's used we a lot. I think somebody's hipped him up because, as I said, you know when he
Give
says
him
we,
time, Buzz.
He
Give him time.
Me.
All right, here he is. I'm sorry, please, it's out of order. Here he is talking about Burger King this time.
Okay.
I have to tell you this because this is not scripted. It's certainly not rehearsed. You guys know that. But with travel today and what it represents, with planes being late, with security, with all of the measures that are being taken so that we can take good care of Homeland Security, we're in an airport a lot longer than you would normally be, and you got a lot of time. Thank God for Burger King. I can't get home for dinner.
And this is the old man, Jerry.
For lunch.
Right.
I can't get home for breakfast. I have had Big Whoppers. I've had three
Big
in one
Whopper.
Day.
Okay.
Thank God for Burger King.
Burger King.
And here's some ads.
I was bleeding.
For over a decade, we've enjoyed a great relationship with Safeway Stores. It's my pleasure to welcome its Executive Vice President and MDA National Vice President.
Hold on.
Larry Renda.
Larry. Hello, Ed. Wait, now you think it's Larry?
I think it's got to be Larry.
L-A-R-Y?
Lori.
Lori.
Oh,
the
woman. L-A-U-R-I-E?
Maybe even just L-O-R-I.
Lori.
Wow.
For over a decade, we've enjoyed a great relationship with Safeway Stores. It's my pleasure to welcome its Executive Vice President and MDA National Vice President, Larry Renda.
All right, hold on. Rob, this is early in the telethon, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is, Ed sounds like...
Hour two.
Ed sounds like he's been up for 15 days straight.
Hour two. Here's more Ed.
Yeah.
And here representing 7-Eleven, please welcome its Merchandising Manager, Daniel Garcilian, and its National Coalition Association of 7-Eleven franchisees chairman, Tariq Khan.
Ed.
Wow.
Want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Want to hear it again?
Ed just laboring.
Ed is so Ed. Come on, Ed.
Representing 7-Eleven, please welcome its Merchandising Manager, Daniel Garcilian, and its National Coalition of Associations of 7-Eleven franchisees.
What?
Franchisees chairman, Tariq Khan.
Thank you, Ed.
Gotcha, Ed.
Hey.
Okay, now.
From the actor's home.
I'm not going to have time to play everything, but here's the setup. They got a kid in a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
and they bring the kid in the wheelchair out in the middle of the stage, and Tony Orlando comes out to sing for him.
Oh, boy.
Now, it's not bad enough that the kid's got muscular dystrophy,
mm-hmm.
and he's on television.
Right.
But Larry King is there.
Larry.
Jerry is standing off in the corner,
uh-huh.
and Tony Orlando begins to serenade the kid. And as they go to the shots of the crowd, where he's saying to the crowd, come on with me, not three times, the people in the crowd are sitting with their hands on their laps, and it's a sad picture, really.
Yeah.
It's a little kid in
right.
a wheelchair
oh my God.
With big, fat Tony Orlando
dancing. And the thing is, there's a difference between singing to and singing at somebody.
Right.
And he is singing at this poor child.
Here he is. Hold on. Here he is.
Expressions with me. Follow me, Cantina. Come on and take my hand.
So now you got a picture.
He's like thrusting his face at the poor child.
The kid is sitting in the chair. Tony Orlando is leaning over 1 inch away from the kid's face.
Side of the room, three times on the ceiling, twice on a pipe over there. Coming in. Hey, girl, what you doing?
Doesn't he say pretty quick here? I can't hear the audience.
Yeah, after the first response.
Here. While I live right above you.
And he's a guy with not a lot of voice left, too.
You know I can hear the music.
Meanwhile, this poor kid looks petrified.
Is he wearing a tuxedo?
Of course.
I don't know how he got it over his big head.
Is that coming from me?
This poor kid. And Tony Orlando now stands right in front of him.
I don't hear a word from you.
Already.
Oh, my God.
How great is that? He's in front of the kid. I don't hear anything from the audience.
It's Tony Orlando.
They're stunned. He's frightened the child.
With right. every yellow ribbon.
And then, of course, I mentioned Larry was there, and we've uh-huh. already played Larry's great quote about
beer.
What this phenomenon is called Bud Light.
As though Larry had discovered that light beer had just been placed
right.
on the market.
Hi, Mr. Bush, MDA team. It is my honor to present this check to MDA in the amount of $773,000.
Whoa.
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 Wow. How's Bud Light doing?
Doing great.
That's a big part of the industry now, right? Light.
It is. It's the number one beer in the nation.
Is light?
Yes, it is. Bud Light.
Good sign. America's trimming down. Thank you.
Thank you.
Proof right there.
And you know, it's sad because he sat in Jerry's chair and took corporate checks for 3 hours.
Right.
There was fear in the eyes of the corporate presenters. Because, I mean, if he throws you a question like that, what do you say?
That's big, right? Light?
I got to cut to the chase here. Now we're getting down to the last couple of hours. They got 3 hours left. Or hold on, 45 minutes left.
So they're all crispy now.
Yeah. They need $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
And here's Jerry.
One at Harley. Thank you, sir.
Thank
I love you.
You.
trouble with the numbers?
Give me a number.
Yeah.
Give me a number. Give me a 57 million. 147,586. I got to get $3 million in 45 minutes? What are you people, crazy?
You'll do it.
What, are you giving something?
You'll do it.
Okay.
Then, just 30 seconds later.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
All right.
See, the thing is, they do it, and then they start moving on with the show, and like
right.
literally 30 seconds later, they stop everything.
Another teleport.
We got another timpani. Here we go. Now, Jerry,
we go.
Jerry gets pissed here.
That's close. That's close. Well, we got a pretty good number, 57,913,275. We got 3 million to go in about 45 minutes, or actually 40 minutes.
Mm.
Take it, Ed, would you, sweetheart?
Well, we're going to introduce our pal with some good news.
No.
That's when Jerry's starting to realize that it ain't happening.
Yeah.
Really?
And you've watched the telethon. Do you know that it's going to be tough for them to...
And you can read it in Jerry's face.
Right. Here's another timpani now.
Man.
Just 2 minutes
later. Is this the first time ever that they haven't gotten
No,
the...
they missed it like 5 or 8 years ago.
Okay. Right.
2 minutes later.
Jerry's got some more good news for the folks.
What? There's a number coming. This number's going to be 58 something.
762-412.
You know what, it's okay, here's Jan and Cynthia.
Have they taken the responsibility for the numbers away from Ed?
I do believe so.
Because Jerry seems to be jumping in there.
Yeah.
Because Ed was like 5-2-1.
That's this, more than a dollar.
At this point, even though they've raised whatever it is, $58 million, which is nice, they've always got that thing they want to get more money than
sure.
the previous.
Of course,
year,
right.
So here's where Jerry walks over to the band when he now knows they're not going to hit it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And here's the reason.
And, oh.
He's walking.
I wait 364 days for this. Hello, string section. It's nice to have you with me. No.
Jerry.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement that that doesn't fill my heart with joy. But we have had...
Let me just stop it and say, can anybody who's not heard this, Mike or Buzz, can you guess what the spin will be, why the money total was not hit this year?
I'll say terrorism.
Buzz.
I'll say terrorism also.
Those are both good guesses.
But incorrect.
I should first say that the east coast of Florida mm-hmm. has had devastation.
Oh. Would you like to rethink your guess?
That's what he's blaming, the hurricanes, the weather.
Yes, yeah.
Florida, big state. I would imagine Florida, big state for him.
Sure.
Gentlemen. Devastation to the degree that we have probably not been able to come up with my goal of a dollar more.
So, he goes through the thing with the weather and the hurricanes, and they still got all the money, and now he's got to sing the song. Oh, hold on, I forgot. He mentions Ava Braun every year.
Yes, he does. Did he mention her again this year?
Yes, he won't let you down.
Yeah.
And that's just like floor manager, right?
Yeah.
And does he say Eva?
I think so. Remember, this is the lady who he got mad at 2 years ago.
He gets mad at her every year. And it's the same lady, you can tell.
Yeah, because the sound was going up her plate.
Oh, and Buzz, please play the I, Me, and My game on this cut when he mentions Ava Braun again.
What?
What?
Why do you want me to go back there? What is it, Eva Braun? Just point. Holy mackerel.
Every year he does it on the board.
Put in somehow.
We don't have time to count because we got the girl coming on. I just want to play you the singing. Because now he knows he doesn't have the money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, they still made a lot of dough. And this is where Jerry kind of pours his heart out.
This is his song. You'll Never Walk Alone. Yes.
I want you to listen approximately a minute into it. And you'll find out just how much Jerry really cares.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want you to listen for a very subtle thing
All right.
that he says to his cue card boy.
Okay, very good.
He needs cue cards for the song.
Instead of starting this song with the words that belong there, keep the noodling going because I'm going to come in there in a second, Jack. I just want to say that dedication is very important because it tells people you have something in your heart. So before I start this, I say, yo, Joey! Yo, Maddie!
Hit it. So that's a good sentiment.
When you walk through a storm, keep your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and a sweet silver song of a lark. Right under the lens and I'll be fine.
Right under the lens.
Wow. Ladies, how involved.
That's it. You got to end there.
I memorized.
Right under the lens.
Right under the lens, I'll be fine.
Gentlemen.
As he's pouring his heart out.
And the sweet silver song of a lark. Right under the lens, and I'll be fine. Walk on.
That's it right there.
Yeah. Was he not so Jerry?
Right.
Right under the lens.
Right. And then you'll be...
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, we have to break for Nancy O'Dell.
For over a decade, we've enjoyed a great relationship with Safeway Stores. It's my pleasure to welcome its Executive Vice President and MDA National Vice President, Larry Renda.
Larry.
That's right.
I guess he had it right.
Oh, yeah. But it's sounding like that, how can that ever be right?
Ladies and gentlemen.
And here representing 7-Eleven, please welcome its Merchandising Manager, Daniel Garcilian, and its National Coalition of Associations of 7-Eleven Franchisees. Franchisees Chairman.
Way to go, Hank.
Tariq Khan.
Franchisees.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's Jerry.
That's great.
Hello.
Okay, so that's 38. There you go. Rob, how about that? We got to him.
We did it. Attaboy.
Hey, we played all and congratulations to Jerry for raising all that money.
I hope there's not a telethon next year.
Really? Rob.
Oh, come on.
Rob, come on.
That's my only out. Because if it's there, you know I'm going to have to watch it. This is unpleasant for me, you know.
It's gotten unpleasant.
It
you
has.
Used to love it.
But I do still. I'm complicated.
That's not to love.
Hello.
Hello.
And do you think is Larry being groomed to be the successor? If Jerry can't do it,
who's next in line? I thought Casey Kasem was.
Well, Casey Kasem is a thought. Tony Orlando has hosted the New York
Angle. No.
You know what? It might be Bob Zaney.
You can't do that.
And you know what? But he's funny, so I'll give him that. Do you know? You don't even want to know what they did in the overnights.
Really?
What?
They put on Muppets.
Cool.
As a matter of fact,
hello.
Play a moment of Cut 40, because Larry panels with the Muppets.
Oh,
there is a Muppet of like a lounge singer,
right.
And a stage managing monkey Muppet.
Yeah, kind of his right hand monkey.
Yeah.
So I do a lot of things.
Were you ever on his back?
No, never.
He never did any of that, did he?
No, never.
No.
Is that Jerry?
Do you smoke at all?
Jerry and two Muppets.
No.
Just wanted to know.
Just a little.
Do you eat cannolis?
You better believe it.
That's a Muppet talking?
By the way.
Oh, no, I think she said you shouldn't open them here.
Oh, really?
You should have them
I don't think you should have asked me to play that cut.
I just want to let you know, maybe they're grooming the Muppets to host the telethon.
Oh, my God.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
That's a labor of love for you.
It is. He loves it. Good job, Rob.
Labor of the Love Network.
We have to break. Why did you have to have me play that one more cut?
Because it's Muppets.
We went out with the lens. That was the perfect out.
I know we had it.
Yeah, but Muppets.
Muppets.
No, don't. You gotta say die sometimes.
Say it. Say Muppets die.
Oh, absolutely. Death to all the Muppets.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me.
That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek. Listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is really putting yourself in jeopardy. So I never do it.
Hi, I'm Kathy Lee Gifford.
Hi, I'm Joe Gibbs.
You are not your Frank Gifford.
Oh.
And we never listen to Don Geronimo.
I want to be Joe Gibbs, though.
And Mike O'Mara, do we, honey?
Why can't I be Joe Gibbs?
Can if you want.
All right, I'll be Bill Parcells.
Hi, this is Bob Costas, and I want to make this abundantly clear. I never listen to Don Geronimo, whose name sounds bogus to me to begin with, and or Mike O'Mara. And if I were ever in whatever city their program airs, happens to be Washington, I'm told, state of Washington or Washington, D.C.?
Washington, D.C.
If I'm ever in Washington, D.C., I will make a specific effort to avoid listening to this program.
Hi, this is Ernest Borgnine, and yucky, I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, ever.
Yeah, right.
Working delightfully non-blue, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's pretty impressive, this celebrity endorsement, don't you
think? Boy, we really spanned the globe, didn't we?
Let's see, who's still relevant? Alex Trebek, because that dude is still winning.
Yeah, Alex Trebek would still be relevant.
Bob Costa is still relevant. He's
very
got that
much so.
Good HBO show.
And, you know, he just came back from the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. And then the other ones, well...
Ernest Borgnine, I don't... always relevant.
And Connie Lee Gifford.
Yeah.
Kathy C. Gifford.
I believe her 15
never
seconds
relevant.
Is up.
Let's see, where
AMC
is...
keeps... American Movie Classics keeps airing the Poseidon Adventure, so I'm with Ernest Borgnine.
I watched a little bit of another one, a disaster film that I'd never seen, Meteor. Sean Connery.
That's a good movie.
That's horrible.
That's actually cinema.
It's like the worst movie I've ever seen.
Meteor.
Meteor starring Carl Malden.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Nancy. Hi, where's Nancy O'Dell, BA?
I'm looking at the phone. I mean, I called her people. I just emailed, you know, where is she, where is she?
I'm looking at the phone.
I'm looking at the phone.
How's that working?
It's not working well. And then I saw this year line light up, and I was really sad.
Oh, dear.
Oh, because you knew it was me and not Nancy O'Dell.
Right.
From Access Hollywood. Okay. All right, well.
She knows the first rule of this show, that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Incidentally, we are late. Did she call before?
No, I've been looking at the phone since 4:30.
Oh, see, I was concerned because we were like 10 minutes late.
No, I always keep a watch.
Like we always are. All right, Beth Ann.
I'm sorry. I emailed and called and everything. I don't know what to do.
Don't worry. Don't we have a deal with her where she's going to be on the show every day or something
beginning
like that?
October 4th.
Right. Hey, listen, here's the thing. I was really thinking about our discussion yesterday about fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
And about how, you know, the thing that you have to pay $100 to join the league.
Me or just everybody?
$120.
$120. Everybody does. Did we tell you that up front?
Yes, you did. And I kept telling John, I really can't do it. But they need you. They need 8 people. But I can't afford it. I've crunched the numbers. I cannot afford fantasy football. And I'm not a spendthrift, and I'm not...
So you had said to John before this that
yeah,
you didn't
want
to do it.
Yeah, and he said, you have to. There needs to be 8 people. Oh, and then that morning, I tried to get other people to take my place.
Okay, well, then here's the thing. And I don't want to get into the whole discussion I got into yesterday. Although, you know, you and I should really... Not you and I, because I'm bad with money. You and Frieda should sit down and discuss whatever it is you're doing with your money. That I understand if times are... See, I didn't know yesterday if you're kidding, if you're busting balls.
No, I'm not kidding. I don't kid about that.
No, I believe her.
Well, darling, for goodness sakes. I mean, then... Well, I don't want to ask on the air. Where's all the money going? Where's all the money going?
She was between jobs for a while, and the cost of living's a little higher.
Yes, she is.
Way higher.
Oh,
way
hold
higher.
On. I didn't know. Were you out of work when we hired you?
No.
Oh,
but
okay.
I mean, I don't want to, like, tell everything on the air.
Please? Oh, but were you out of work?
No, well, I mean... No, I just wasn't.
Honey, it's okay. You got the job.
I wasn't out of work. I worked at an airport. I rented cars. I was kind of, you know, I did a little.
Oh, I didn't know you were.
So, and where you came from, the city you lived in, you could get like a Big Mac for a nickel, couldn't you?
Right. In Kernersville, North Carolina. I did the little salary calculator.
What I was making
in Kernersville, North Carolina, and what that translates to here, I'm not even close.
Oh, hold on. But when we hired you to be our producer because you had good radio experience, good radio background.
I mean, I was a radio. I was a news talk station.
That's right.
Okay. But you were also working at an airport as well?
No, I was working at a salon.
You were working at a beauty salon?
Yeah.
What did you do there?
I was a receptionist.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you worked at the radio station, then part-time work at the salon?
Uh-huh. I loved it.
Could use a manicure.
Well,
she didn't do that, but she just answered phones.
You were just out front. Okay, well then, here's what I guess what we're going to do is I guess the league will have to absorb your franchise.
Well, I had a couple of people ask if they could buy into it.
Well, see, Dubs is using sweat equity to be my partner. You know, I'm fronting him the money, but he's doing all my work for me, and you could probably, you know, get a partner,
a sponsor,
a sponsor.
Well, you know, the other thing is I am.
You know who should sponsor you?
Who?
Paul Gorgie.
Well, you know, I'm painting his office.
Well, that's why Paul Gorgie should sponsor you.
And don't charge him 50.
Can't we put
charge
Paul Gorgie on the spot?
You know, Mike, I'm sorry. Whenever I hear sponsor, mm-hmm. I immediately think of Steve Johnson. I know
Steve Johnson.
I know
he's on this yesterday.
Because he has.
What was I thinking?
That's right.
Because
he has a sponsor.
We should call, you know, we really should call Steve Johnson.
Steve asked if he could buy into the league with a four-week chip.
Have you ever negotiated, gentlemen, have you ever really negotiated like I did when we had the whole office thing a few months back? Have you ever negotiated with Steve Johnson?
Steve, no.
I think you owe it to yourself to call Steve Johnson and ask him to sponsor Beth Ann's football team.
I think
really?
Because I think you'll really get...
I think he's... Can I get an exemption on the MC, you-know-who rule? Because I just want to say that Steve Johnson's a hammerhead. If I could get a pass on that...
There's nothing more wonderful than asking him for something.
Is he dazzling?
Trust me.
Is he a dazzling guy?
Trust me.
Well, this will be entertaining.
Either way...
This will be highly entertaining.
But, you know, I kind of miss... Because I got into it the first couple weeks.
Beth Ann, no need to prattle away here.
That's okay.
We're going to get Steve Johnson.
That's all right, little miss. We'll get, you know, we thought it would be nice for you to join. If it had been a true hardship,
right?
I would have asked you. I hoped that you would have said something, you know, months ago when we started this.
I said it to the friendly commit.
Well, all I need to tell you, Don, is you picked the right man.
Steve Johnson?
You certainly have.
Why is he right?
Why is he right?
Yeah.
Because he's just the kind of guy, as I'm sure you'll find, that loves to give.
Oh.
Now, does this mean I'm not going to play at all?
No, you're just... He's going to sponsor you.
Mike is setting you up. Steve Johnson won't give anybody anything.
Maybe he'll surprise me this time.
Wouldn't that be something?
I need to put station call letters on my car or something.
No, he'll want something.
No, listen.
He'll want something.
Yeah, chaser.
If the rest of you chaps... would not be offended?
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel if I bought out Beth Ann's team?
Like, and had two teams in the league?
And had two teams.
But then I don't get to play at all.
No, I'm not for that.
No.
I don't think anybody in the league will be for that, Don.
No.
What if
Al Davis buying, you know, the New York Giants? It just wouldn't happen.
What if I paid for Beth Ann and she still got to run her own team?
You don't want to talk to Johnson, huh?
No, I hate Steve Johnson.
Paul Gorgie's office, and then I'll get the check from...
Listen, I don't want a scum like Gorgie in our league.
True. He's not going to be in your league. I'm painting his office. He's giving me money, and I'm giving it to the friendly
man. No,
Joe is coming with a note.
What, Joe? What is the note? It's Steve Johnson. I don't want to talk to Steve Johnson.
I'm disappointed.
Someone brought me his phone number.
Now I'm totally disappointed.
Well, you want to talk to Steve Johnson?
Well, I thought it would be fun to call him on the air.
Oh, he's probably drunk.
Well, that's... See? Is that not fun?
Yeah, but we don't really want him in our league, though, do we?
He wouldn't be in the league. Beth Ann would be autonomous. Yeah. He would simply be her sponsor.
But, like, then Beth Ann is...
indebted?
She is owing to Steve Johnson.
Yes, yeah. Yes,
that's not a good position to put anybody in.
Who cares? Who cares whether she is or not? It's not us.
And you can really only be indebted to a man who's alive, and really, let's be honest. How long do we have?
All right, well, then, listen, let's look at this as charity, okay?
Well, what I said yesterday, the real, and if we're going to be serious about this, what I said yesterday is we ought to all chip in.
Kick in, like, the 20 bucks, whatever
it is. Yeah, kick in 20 bucks each for BA.
All right, we'll all pay for you to join our league.
Because she's, you know, she's very nice.
I'll never win.
Well,
you'll get your money back.
Another good reason for us to pay.
If
you do win, then you pay... You know, you pay the
bet. I never get
the
money, but I still get to play.
Right.
Divide seven ways if she wins, right?
Right.
What? Rob with the mind. Rob, if she wins, we divide the money dollars. Seven
yeah.
ways.
Yeah. Rob, how much will we all have to kick in, each member of the league, for NBA? Yeah. She contributes, too. So she, I mean,
oh, so
she'd have to come up
thing?
With, well, yeah, I mean, she has. Oh. She can come up with that. Yeah.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's find out. Based on yesterday's
Well, how much is, all right, to sponsor a team for a divided eight ways, $120.
$15 about?
$15 each.
No, about $14. I'm sorry, $14 or $15.
That's it? Can you afford $14?
Yeah.
Very good.
Can you really?
Afford 20?
It'll be tight, but I'm gonna earmark those funds.
No, see, forget it. I had no idea the girl was on freaking poverty food stamps working at one of the biggest radio stations in the country. Let's just pay for it. Let's not make her pay. Because
all right, what's it divided by seven, Rob?
$17.
Well, let's have it by 20. Can we all do that?
Yeah.
By the end of the week?
Is everybody okay with that?
Okay.
Can I give you an Anthony
Odell
update in the meantime?
Just a technical point of order.
What's that?
Who loaned me my money for lunch today?
I think Beth Ann did.
Beth Ann, did you loan me the money for lunch today?
No, money bags. Joe Archer did.
Joe, thank you, Joe. Oh, Joe, that
Forget
is...
Forget it!
Joe, that's very nice. Thank you, Joe.
He says thank you, Joe, for lunch. Okay, do you have her?
What's he talking about?
Nancy Odell. Something's happening.
Okay, there was a little mix-up, and they're asking if you want to do it tomorrow.
Sure. Hold on. Well, let me check my schedule and see what I've got going.
But the only problem is we have enough
tomorrow.
Of other things.
Can Nancy Odell help pay for your fantasy football?
Yeah.
Nancy Odell from Access Hollywood.
Listen, tell her that, you know, we work on regular time here. She should be on time. But you're right. We got too much junk tomorrow. No, forget it.
Forget it.
She starts October 4th, right?
Forget it. I'm halfway home. Just tell her to start October 4th.
Okay. Bye.
All right, so listen.
Yeah?
Now I'm worried about you.
Don't be worried.
Oh, no. Now I'm worried about you because you can't even afford $14 to join a fantasy football league.
I'm worried, too.
Beth Ann, let me ask you a question.
Beth Ann,
have you ever worked in a commercial kitchen?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Look around, Cafe.
I'm a good employee. I work hard.
You know, I've got plenty of opportunities for you.
Oh, that'll be good.
Go get her.
Beth Ann, really, wow, what an enigma this is. I mentioned this yesterday. She's making a decent salary. She's making a good producer salary.
You know, we should really sit down and see if your number matches my number. I thought about that.
Oh, well, you know what? We should sit down and we should see who does what on the show, and then we should really figure out.
See, the number that you think I make is I don't mean that.
Oh, all right. Come on in.
I took it that way, too.
Come in. Write it down. Just write it down, and I'll show you what they told me they're paying you.
Okay. Do I write it down now and bring it in, too?
Oh, man. That's right, because it was Alan.
Yeah, come in.
So maybe what was what you were told was not what. Oh no,
this could be fun.
Everybody else, close your eyes, please. Okay, okay. This is privileged information.
Beth Ann,
come in and just write it down, and I'm going to write down.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you'll see the salary that I have.
You said that to me yesterday. Okay, all right. That's because I was double checking.
And now we're going to play the match game with Beth Ann to find out if in fact she's making as much money as I thought she was.
God, I hope so.
Do I come in?
Yes. Come in. Come on in. And we'll match the stars.
Let's find out.
Let's see what Beth Ann is making. Of course, we're not going to give her salary out.
No, we're not going to do that.
But you can certainly see with the number that I had written why I thought it would not be a problem.
Right.
And Beth Ann, that's the number I had written.
Okay. Oh, it's not?
Write your number. Now, hold on a second. You know, we're splitting hairs here.
It's close.
Well, look at
that. But I mean, you know, that means maybe he did that.
Oh, I'm sure he did that. But what?
This is
what?
This is my rent.
For your rent.
For my rent.
Okay, your rent is, $1,500 a month.
Okay.
Wow.
God, is nothing.
Was that a secret? I'm sorry.
Wow.
God, that's a.
Yeah, rents are crazy.
A lot of rent. It is a lot of rent.
Especially here.
That's pretty much what it is around.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Sure, for a
palace.
And this is basically what I've been spending on food for the family.
$600. What? I'm not supposed to. You're writing it down.
That's a reasonable amount.
And okay. That's for, though I use my CD to pay for my car.
Uh-huh.
I didn't touch the money I bought against, you know, I had. Uh-huh. So that's my sort of my car payment.
Well, okay. About $240 a month.
All right. That's about average.
That's my car insurance.
$150.
Okay. That's my Washington, the electric.
$150 for electric.
See how it goes?
$85
for gas.
Okay. Is that like gas bill or gasoline bill?
Gas bill.
Natural gas.
You have a water bill?
Huh?
You have a water bill?
Water bill's only that.
$20
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And then my gasoline is...
Telephone?
For the month. Yeah, I got to get that.
Cable?
$65
Okay.
Yeah, cable.
Okay, my cable...
is $115
Right, that's wow. Everything with the internet.
Cable's outrageous.
Outrageous.
Okay. It is.
Worth it.
And I can't think
if you
it.
Please.
But if you add that all up.
If I add all this up?
Right.
All right. If I add all this up right now. Hold on. I'm going to approximate. That's four.
He's a math whiz.
400. That's 150. That's 235. That's 80. That's 195. So let me add these up. 400. What was that? 225?
I don't know what you
want. I don't either. Oh, all right, 225. One.
You know, as while we're doing this, it's actually
zero,
putting me in the mood.
Six,
four,
seven, eight, eight, and eight, and eight and nine is 17. Carry the 1, 2, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, now we do that times 12.
Well, I can tell you my take-home is this.
Figuring Beth Ann's expenses versus her take-home pay.
2 times a month.
Okay, so you take home that
right.
You take home roughly what?
I'm doing mine at the same time because I think everybody should budget once in a while.
It's a good idea.
Well, according to this, Beth Ann, really, if I'm looking at that, and thank you for being so honest with me about your finances,
and there's other
because
so I'm sure there are other incidentals.
Oh, yes. Hold on,
clothing.
You're going to get a rare apology from me here.
Things break.
Three. That's 9. That's 10,
and my dog was sick
0,
one time.
9.
Vet bills.
The way that I see, after Beth Ann, based on the salary that she's given me
mm-hmm.
and all of the stuff that she has.
That's pre-tax salary, too.
No, she gave me after tax.
After tax.
She gave me her take-home pay.
Mm-hmm.
She's left with $309 a month.
That's
after she pays
three football leagues.
After she
Rob.
After she pays all of her bills.
All right, would you figure mine out? Because I wrote down my figures and just let me know. let me know what mine is. Okay.
Mike just wrote. I don't get it. You just wrote the word alimony.
Oh, okay.
Well, then we're done then.
I'm here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Well, Beth Ann, let me just say, still, you would have to agree.
Oh, I forgot.
You
forgot something.
What's that?
I got to pay the IRS $100.
What? A month?
Because.
Yeah, a little tax scrape.
When they move my 401k, and I put it to the CD.
Okay, all right.
That gives her a roughly $50 a week to go crazy with.
That's $209.
Provided there are no emergencies.
You know, but the thing is, on paper, you look at this, and you think, that's a pretty good salary.
Isn't
right?
it amazing? You
yeah.
know what it is? And she really does speak to the cost of living around our area.
Amen.
Which is pretty amazing.
I don't know.
Crazy.
I got plenty of money.
Meanwhile, Rob is super pissed about... How many broken promises did Alan give you about raises?
I want you to know that the road to New York City is actually literally paved with broken promises.
We were close. I was only, I was under four figures guessing
right.
what she made.
Well, now she's in the league and we're all chipping in and it'll be fine.
Okay, so we wanted you to join so you would be in the league and have fun with us.
Right.
When is your birthday, Beth Ann?
What?
I'm having a blast.
Beth Ann, when is your birthday?
February 1st.
February 1st? Okay. Oh. It's something you'll have something to look forward to for me. Because you'll like the kind of birthday gifts that I give away.
Try to hang on till
money.
Then.
That's what Mike gives. Is
I
money.
Give cash.
Take it.
I do.
All right, Beth Ann. Well, then you got it. We'll pay for your fantasy football.
Well, you're an honorable person, though. You really are. You're, mm-hmm. And I offered her money when she did that little favor for me. And I'm not talking about that kind of favor.
Oh, come on, Mike.
Oh, the special favor?
No, stop it.
All the favor you were having.
You boys are sick. I'm not even going to finish my story now. That was a nice little thing. She got my daughter's tickets to see Hillary Duff.
Yes. Yeah.
And went through hoops to do it. And I said, here, take your daughter out to dinner on me. And she wouldn't even accept it. And I think that just shows her level of integrity.
She's proud.
Is she
or intellect. I mean, she should have taken
Rob,
the money.
No.
Right. Rob will take the
Rob,
money.
Rob, you're a bitter, angry man.
He's gone too far.
Well, you should see how much money he makes.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he's got a reason to be bitter.
I know. He's angry.
Angry. He's doing it with two kids.
And Al and I want his escape to New York.
Correct. All right, let's clear these phone lines out. Really, folks, is there no end to our generosity?
I don't think so.
Yesterday, the girl comes in and complains. I run her an attitude. She comes in. She itemizes her bills.
Breaks it down.
What the hell? We could all chip in $17.
Sure. And I just want to tell her I saw those food expenses, and I hate to, I'm not trying to throw in a cheap plug here, but really, at the restaurant, most people...
Look around, cafe.
I've observed, Don, because I'm new to the business, I've observed that most people don't eat everything on their plate. I can help her.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Bring her half a steak,
some leftover food from your restaurant.
You know, you half a rack of ribs.
It's phone scan time.
Man, this bone will make a delicious soup.
Call in right now, 877-365-3636. These are on-screen calls. The rotating random phone scan lies straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Also, in
got the dirt.
This big program, Don and Mike, who are down at WJFK, I actually know these guys.
Mm-hmm. So are they going to dish dirt on you?
I'm hoping they've forgotten. So anyway, they'll be with us. Plus, we're going to include your phone calls, and it's T-shirt Tuesday. Where's the T-shirt?
Do they know that seriously that you were like the next David Letterman, that they handpicked you and they gave you a daytime show, but then they found out you were a bit too caustic for blue-haired ladies during the day?
We want you to know, Steve, we are rooting for you, man. We are pulling for you. There's not a day that goes by where we don't want to see you succeed, baby.
So we're not going to talk about butter? We're out of time. Hey, Don and Mike, thank you very much.
Hey, goddammit, you're taking us off?
I'd like to have you back, but I think you're not going to... By the way, we should point out that when Don and Mike from WJFK and much of the world were with us just a couple of minutes ago, we had to say goodbye real fast. That's because we have got the very latest in digital equipment, and they run commercials at a certain time, whether we're through talking or not.
Uh-huh.
So that's why we got a little cut off. Sorry. Anyway, it was delightful to have them with us.
Liar.
The Don and Mike Show.
I meant liar about happy to have us with the show.
Now, even moister, The Don and Mike Show.
And it's time for some station break. In Dallas, as you mentioned, Mike, the middle of the night, live 105.3 KLLI. How about in Johnston, Pennsylvania.
Is it Johnston or Johnstown?
J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N. It's got to be
Johnston.
Johnston, Pennsylvania. W-W-G-E. Ocean City, Maryland, W-S-O-S-C, 95.9, 96 Rock. And Austin, which you'll hear this tomorrow.
And that's not going to change anytime in the near future.
No. On 104.3, The Coyote.
Howdy. Duh.
I don't even have a comment on that. I don't even have a comment.
Silly is what it is.
I don't even have a comment on that. We are doing a Wednesday show that they'll hear tomorrow in Austin on Thursday, and I'm sure they're going to be listening to the radio thinking, boy, these guys are stupid talking about stuff that happened yesterday.
Yeah, what's their problem? Well, Austin, the fact is we did the show yesterday. The show you're hearing is the show we're doing right now.
We did yesterday.
It was yesterday, but we still have a problem.
But we want you to know that we do a live show every day.
Actually, you should make yourself look better. Tell Austin you did it on Friday. He's right ahead of the curve.
For whatever reason, in Austin, Texas, on the Infinity Broadcasting Station there, they are running our show.
Uh-huh.
They're just running it one day late in the middle of the day.
Did we ever get an explanation for why that is?
Yeah, that explanation was a...
Now I understand.
Yeah. I said, thank you, Mr. Hollander. And then he said...
Oh, thanks so much for chatting with us. Here's a cookie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I wanted to offer Beth Ann a chance to make $20 the hard way.
Get out of here, please.
Trying to help.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. We got her squared away on the fantasy football league.
Isn't that one of the great expressions in American pop culture? Mm. You want to make $20 the hard way? I love that.
Oh, God.
Or the easy way.
Yes.
Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Don, Mark, how you doing? Wow.
It's major effing star Dennis Murphy. Hi, Dennis.
How's
everybody
doing?
How's Mike going?
How's Mike?
Mike.
How's Mike doing?
Yeah.
I hope Mike's doing well.
What did you have for lunch today?
I have for lunch, I have actually two custard-style yogurts.
Here's one for you. What are your thoughts on...
I like lasagna.
What are your thoughts on Maisa Linelli?
Maisa?
Yes.
She's too gloved up for me.
You know, you were on the best of today. You know that, Dennis.
I was?
Yes, you were featured.
I did not know.
You know what I bet his favorite candy is?
No.
N&M's?
No. Reese's peanut butter cup.
I know that.
Peanut butter cup.
Hey, Dennis, you got a thing with the letter M and with the letter L.
Well, not
I know what his favorite food is.
What's that?
What? Mam chops.
Lamb chops.
Hey, there
listen
you go.
To that. Way to go, Dennis. You forget, there's also another aspect that he would also like the candy bar Snickers.
He can do it.
All right.
We're all over the place.
Goodbye, Dennis.
Hey, is there any stunt that I can do for you?
No, we are out of stunts.
Unless you want to set up the whole teeth thing.
Well.
And have your teeth replaced on the air.
We still want to have all of your teeth, all of your dog-like teeth pulled and replaced with...
beautiful pearly whites.
Da Vinci veneers.
Yeah,
Da Vinci veneers.
Actually, if they were all pulled, we wouldn't be able to put Da Vinci veneers on them. But maybe the Da Vinci veneers would work.
Because that's really
what you're talking about.
Covers up, right?
You're talking about dentures. If we yanked
all the teeth, you're right.
You might be able to veneer the top. I don't think you can veneer the bottom.
Veneer them.
Veneer
my meat.
Veneers would be fine, but the bottom, it doesn't look good.
And how are the bottoms still doing badly?
The bottoms are still as is, but...
I
am not kidding. Dennis, the mammal
is born.
Dennis, I like my teeth. I like my furniture.
Dennis is a longtime friend and listener of this show.
Yes.
Listener of the show. His teeth... Seriously, if you go to like a German Shepherd, a Rottweiler, open the mouth, and look at the teeth, especially the bottom teeth of an older dog.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like in Dennis Murphy's Louth.
No amount of Listerine could fix it.
Yeah.
No, Listerine.
I just wish he took better care of him, years ago. But he was too amazing.
I wish I had also, but now I'm taking good care.
Good.
And if you want to see my Nook Night, you can go to DennisMovie.com.
What you Nook Night?
Here's his plug.
They're nooking better.
All right, we got to run, Dennis.
And I've still got one hand, one heart available.
Oh, that's right. Your CD.
Your big CD.
How many have you sold? How many?
71.
I wish you hadn't had that matey sing on there with you.
Hi, Dennis.
That what?
See you later. There he goes.
Dennis.
You know, we threw it out to the legitimate dental community. Now, anyone who'd like to do that, just call in.
If you have a dental practice and you would like to get a tremendous...
You don't even need a practice.
I'm telling you, it's Extreme Makeover times 1,000. Yeah. The guy, he's a dog boy. The guy has...
Yes, he's got like terrible teeth.
A wolfen mouth.
And really,
really does.
And I think a skilled oral surgeon will be able to help Menace.
Hello, Son and Mike Show. Hello.
I'm Ashley.
Hello. Hello.
Go ahead, you're on the radio.
Radio.
I forget you. Hi there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, hey, that was very rude.
Hung up.
Oh.
Hi, Don and Mike. You're on the air.
Hello.
These are unscreened calls. Phone scan. Hi.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Two things. Go one more step with Beth Ann and let her, that poor girl, keep the prize money. If she happens to win anything.
Hold on.
I think that might be legit.
Yeah.
I think if we're putting up the... Rob is shaking his hand. I'm skeptical. He's shaking his head, not his hand.
No, I agree. Listen, I got no problem with that. I
think she ought to be able to keep the prize money.
Sure, if she wins during a week, she wins the money for
and
that
And maybe
week.
She should give... how about she keeps the prize money but pays Rob back?
She pays the guy that she beats that week back.
How about we just pay for her to be in the goddamn league?
And then that's it. And then if she wins, she wins.
If she wins the money, she wins the money.
Right.
Right on. And Buzz?
Yes.
Just turn around.
Don't get it.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. I hate it when you have to discipline people, Buzz.
I do, too. I don't like to do it, but
you don't get it.
You have to.
Hello, Don and Mike.
So they'll learn.
Hello.
Hello, fellas.
Hi there. You're on the air.
I have an answer for you about what's wrong with the Austin station.
Yeah, what's wrong with the Austin station?
Well, many things, but the live show that's on after you guys, it's some god-awful fella in Dallas.
Now, listen, sure, let me just stop you for 1 second, because this is where we've gotten into trouble before, and I don't mind it, but it's just we're on a nice streak with the network.
Oh, okay.
I know whatever show it is that they have that's on after us, it's got to be some local show or something.
Yeah, it's some local institution.
Okay, there's nothing we can do about that, then.
I understand.
So what the station...
My personal opinion, it wasn't funny.
What the station should do is run our show same day, tape delay, run it after the afternoon guy show.
That would work for me.
That's what they should do.
I really think that would be the solution.
But here's the problem with the network. Big, fat, get beat up in front of a bar Tom Lickass wants a live clear on this station in Austin.
Right.
Because the way the politics were explained to me at the network, the Don and Mike network is the East Coast, and the Tom Lickass network is the West Coast.
Oh, right. I guess they haven't looked at a little town called Sacramento lately.
You know,
apparently not.
Meanwhile, let's be honest. Let's not split hairs here. We've got 45 affiliates. He's got about 38.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like either one of us is setting the world on fire.
Exactly.
Okay? So my boy, that's what it really comes down to. It's somewhere near where this other disc jockey that works for the company lives.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted a live clear. He made a fist about it.
Right.
I'll be honest, it works the other way. We made a fist up in Baltimore and said, you got to run us live in Baltimore because that's close to where we live.
Okay. And the battle continues. And it's not always going to be perfect, but we hope that this can continue to move in the right direction.
I just don't get a station that would run our show, anybody's show, one day late. The only show that I ever heard where you could get away with that was Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's never any...
The generic nature of what
it's all the same.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Dr. Laura, my husband just doesn't understand me.
I mean, that's all it is. There's nothing time-sensitive about
it. Well, I hope they see the light eventually.
For instance, if I say right now that it's only 24, 25, 26, less than 28 hours until the next episode of Joey. By the time you hear this tomorrow...
Now you're really confusing people.
By the time you hear this in Austin tomorrow, you're going to be thinking, wait, the show Joey, the smash hit Joey, comes on in just 5 hours or 6 hours, whatever the case.
Well, imagine once they figure it out how filled with joy they'll be.
But don't mess with them because everyone loves Matt LeBlanc.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello,
Don and Mike.
Yeah, we got a lot of screwed up affiliates.
Yeah, it's a specialty.
Yeah, hi. Hello,
Don and Mike.
Take lemons, make lemonade.
And that's Nat the bank.
That's right.
Hello, what can we do for you,
Don and Mike?
You said that 8 times. Go.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, hey, just want to give a special message out to Rob.
Oh, no, that's Finger Boy again. Yeah. That guy again.
That guy again. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hi, it's the Rabbi.
Hey. Hi, Rabbi. Hey, Rabbi from Baltimore. What's happening?
Nothing much. I'm just calling to say hi. And I have to ask you forgiveness because, unfortunately, I was not able to listen yesterday because I had to do a funeral. I was thinking about you the whole time, though. Don't worry about it. But I understand that Alan's not with us anymore.
No, Alan Lightfoot has gone to New York.
He got replaced by
promotion, really.
Well, you know, Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of judgment for us, was this past week, and for him it was either repentance or death, so he probably made the best choice.
He did indeed, and I believe, I'm not sure, Rabbi, but I believe that that our new general manager is a goy.
Oh, listen, I'm Pop.
Well, it's forgivable.
It's forgivable.
All right, Rabbi. Thank you, as always, for checking in. And happy... Now it's Yom Kippur, and then Rosh Hashanah is the next big one, right?
No, we already had Rosh Hashanah.
When's Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur is actually this Saturday.
Oh, really?
Wow. Now, is this...
eating or bathing.
Now, yeah, right. Is that the Day of Atonement?
The Day of Atonement, the big one.
The biggie. And then,
of course, all the ones.
And then Hanukkah, when you get, 8 days in a row.
That's true. By the way, can I drop off a gift basket to you guys for Hanukkah?
Of course
We'd
love to. Thank you.
Marvelous. Oh, just a thought for you guys, by the way.
Yes, Rabbi.
Dennis Murphy, Hanukkah. Hava Magiwa, Hava Magiwa.
There you go. I just hung up on a Rabbi. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how are you doing today?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
please let me make Dennis Murphy's teeth. Da Vinci's nothing. We can do way better. We can hook you guys up.
Are you a dental professional?
No. Yes, sir. We're a dental lab and we make aesthetically perfect teeth. We will make that cosmetic teeth.
Now, wait a minute. If you're a dental lab, you're only like the last part of the equation. What about
the... No, we're the first part.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you need a dentist, though, to look at Dennis's mouth to say, these are the type of teeth that we need?
Yeah, but the thing is, you can get any dentist, ship it to us, we will make it perfect. You're going to have to ship it to DaVinci anyway, so ship it to us and we'll make
it. Hold on. I can end this right now. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Roseville, California.
Well, what's the affiliate you're listening to us on?
Sports 1140 in Sacramento. I know.
Okay, you guys. Bye-bye. Very long way from here.
All right, hi. Don and Mike's show. Hello?
The guy in the lab isn't going to be able to help us. We need the guy that's going to take the pliers.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
What I was hoping they would do is tie each tooth to a string and slam a door.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
One at a time. That could be a two-day show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, radio guy.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, I missed the show just when Rob was going in to get his hair done on his back.
Yeah.
I got that same monkey back, and I was wondering how bad it hurt.
Rob, how bad did that hurt?
It cost a lot of money.
So it's that kind of pain.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Oh, I forgot. That's a client Rob is not pleased with right now.
Oh, really?
Are they the boing, 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 boing?
No, they're fine. It doesn't hurt. If you want to pay for it, it's a good project.
Somebody had bounced a check recently. They're not the boing, boing ones?
Fine.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing very well, thank you.
Good. Glad to have you back from vacation.
Thanks.
Just one quick question. Did anybody get thonged up on their vacation?
Thonged up.
Another Beth Ann call.
I do love thonged up.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Two things. First of all, financial and estate planner. All Oprah had to do, since Pontiac gave the cars away, not really Oprah, she could have gifted $8,000 to each one of them. Because you can gift up to $10,000 with no taxes.
Oh.
That would have been taken care of.
This goes back to something we discussed at the very beginning of the show, that a lot of the people, well, not the woman that we had on the phone from North Dakota, but a lot of the housefrows that won the cars from Oprah are pissed that they have to pay $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 in taxes.
Right.
All right, so there's a way around it. Thank you.
Right. Well, one other thing.
Yeah.
Skateboarders run the Hannity show today.
The what?
What?
Really? He had the skateboarders on Sean Hannity today.
It's a match made in heaven.
About how unfairly they were treated.
Oh, Opie and Anthony. Oh, good luck for them. Yeah. That's good for them getting on Sean Hannity.
Sean Hannity. That's my dream ticket right there.
Good day.
Vote early, vote often.
I can only imagine that the subscription rate at XM today, probably you call the number, it's off the hook. Everybody's saying, I've got to get this crazy show I heard on with Sean Hannity.
Cookie crazy.
Hello, Don Mike Show. God, well, you know why? It's probably the only show that would have them on regular radio.
Sean Hannity.
Hello? Don and Mike? Oh, come on, you're killing me. Hello? Touch screen, please. Hello, line 5, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Stand by.
You guys hear me?
Stand by for our guests, Opie and Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
So, fellas, what you been doing the last 2 years? I'm Sean Hannity with Shock Jockery. Opie and Anthony, exiled from regular broadcast radio.
Yes, thanks for coming on.
God damn.
And don't forget the voice of the Sean Hannity show.
Oh, Scott Shannon.
Stay tuned for Sean Hannity.
Does he really do that?
Yes, he
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Hello, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I could hear you every time we said you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, you guys are so cool. Listen, listen to your show a couple times a week and heard the Beth Ann thing and really just wanted to call in with a solid piece of financial advice for her. But
what
it's kind of serious.
What would that be? What would that be?
Well, I heard she paid $1,500 a month in rent.
Mm. She does.
And that's a pretty hefty rent.
Sure is.
Tell us about it.
So, a lot of people, you know, I mean, they're not out making loads of money.
You're not a realtor, are you?
No, I'm not. Just hear me out for a second, because it's a great piece of advice.
What's your racket? What's the piece of advice?
Yeah. The piece of advice is, the way I started buying homes
was, I mean, everybody wants to make money in real estate, and I assume that...
Is this an infomercial?
Hold on, no, I'm not a realtor.
No, you're done.
I'm not a realtor.
No, you're like one of those midgets that's on the boat.
No, man.
This is how I want my $1 billion in real estate.
No, not at all.
No,
not
pound sand, you carpet bagger. Get out of here. Slim Flam Man, Jesus Christ Carney.
With no money down, I bought this house and sold it and made a $10,000 profit.
I hate those guys almost as much as I'm beginning to hate the guy with the question marks on his suit.
Oh, Matthew Lesko.
The guy that we used to have on 20 years ago.
It's all given away.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hi, it's going great, thank you.
Absolutely wonderful. Hey, it's really noble what you guys did for BA. Really nice. But according to my calculations, she's going to owe the Fed about $28.56.
What a shame.
That's pretty good.
We're not paying the taxes, though.
You are the last caller, my friend, on this phone scan. What be thy name?
John.
Johnny, where are you from?
I'm from Forest Hill near Baltimore, listening to 105.7.
Right on, live 105. Okay, here you go. You've got the HBO Family Bonds prize pack, the Evangelistas. That's outrageous, it says here. On HBO, Sunday nights at 10, 9 Central. Plus, two tickets for the Allman Brothers Band and Little Feet next Friday at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets on sale. Ticketmaster at NissanPavilion.com. Thanks for listening in Baltimore. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. You guys are great. Love
it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hold on just a second.
Allman Brothers and Little Feet. I can practically smell the cannabis.
Middle Feet.
And when we come back, speaking of cannabis.
Where are we?
Michael Elston
is Wow. No, I'm kidding. It's a buzz segment that has nothing to do with pot.
Wonderful.
Well, it does.
No, a little bit.
Oh.
We found a town, Buzz.
Yes.
It's going to be the Buzz Burbank interview.
Okay.
We found a town in Utah.
Uh-huh.
417 people live there.
Right.
The town is called Big Water, Utah.
Oh, yes.
They have no religion. They have an openly gay mayor.
Huh.
The mayor wants to make the penalty for weed less than the penalty for a parking ticket.
Okay.
They all are how do you pronounce that?
Polygamous.
Oh. So they have many wives.
Many. Yeah, I knew what it meant. They're not.
Except for the mayor,
it.
Of course.
And
well, he might have many partners.
Here's the thing, as if those were not enough signs that this is Buzz's town,
yeah.
Here's a quote from town council member Bowie Joseph. Her husband Alex is one of the town's pioneers. The guy just died, leaving her and his 18 other wives behind.
Oh, my God.
But she's happy
because
she lives in Big Water, Utah.
Sure, Big Water. All right, man. Welcome to Big Water.
Big Water, Utah,
okay.
Where one guy has, and the guy that had 18 wives, not the record holder. Now, there's only 417 people that live in this town. There's one guy who currently has 23 wives.
Listen up. That's my skull.
Wow. 23
I'm
wives.
So wasted.
The town has no church, a mayor that's openly gay.
Okay.
They love weed, and anyway, it's... The Buzz interview. He'll ask all the right questions.
I've got a million questions.
It's the kind of
already.
Place he'd like to live. I bet you do. You know, that one crossed the desk. We immediately thought, it's Buzzville.
Absolutely.
There's no church. You can have as many wives as you like.
And after the interview, at the very least, Buzz will have a new place to go for vacation.
I think they'd name it after me.
Burbank, Utah.
Stand by, Buzz. And it's in Utah.
Yeah.
Perfect. And it's in Utah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
There's something happened to them, Mom.
Come on, Spicoli, just put the shirts back on. You see that sign?
No shirt, no shoes,
no tie. Right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
Pray for death. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, time for Buzz here. Buzz's news and comments coming up. This is the Buzz Show. I don't know why I have such a problem, such a mental block, reading the word polygamy. I understand it. I know how to say it.
Doesn't look right, though.
It looks like...
Polygamous.
Polygamous. Thank you, Mike.
Why don't you just let it go like that? Occasionally, I think phonics are fine. No. Polygamous.
Or say it like Dennis. Polygamy. Polygamy.
Oh. The deal is you can be married to as many women as you want in this town.
Interesting.
You can get caught with reefer, and the possession is less than a parking ticket.
They hope to make it that way.
You've got a mayor who's openly gay.
Mm-hmm.
He works for no salary.
Right.
He abolished his pay after taking office. This is a town in Utah that we believe Buzz will be moving to eventually.
What a beautiful town name, though. Big Water, Utah.
They got a nice lake there.
Now, which number is it that we call the gay mayor on?
Call that one. That's his home number.
Call that one?
Okay.
His home number.
While I do that, I'll start the theme music.
The Buzz Show.
And let me dial it up here. And, Mike, you can give us a little intro for Buzz's show if you like.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for The Buzz Show, featuring Buzz Burbank and the issues that concern you. Polygamy, marijuana, and Big Water, Utah. And now, here's Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. Welcome to the show. Today we're calling the gay mayor of Big Water, Utah.
Big Willie.
Willie Marshall.
Gay Willie.
Hello.
Hello, Willie?
Yes.
Hi, it's Buzz from The Buzz Show. I'm calling to chat with you a little bit about your town, if you have a few minutes to talk to us.
Sure.
You're on the air with us right now, and thanks for joining us. Now,
right.
Willie, first of all, I want to compliment you for taking the job with no salary. A lot of towns are having budget problems, and you decided to help yours by offering to serve with no pay.
Well, yeah, and it was a ridiculous situation anyway. Our town is very small. It's only 400 people,
right.
And the previous mayor wanted a salary of $13,000, which she voted herself, and I said, look, I don't...
That's less than Beth Ann makes.
Excuse me?
That's less than our producer
some
makes.
Some CB interference, excuse me.
Oh.
Yeah, so but we understand, because the town is strapped for cash. People didn't like the salary she'd voted for herself, and so now she's gone and you're the mayor.
Right. Right. And most small towns, really small towns like this,
right.
Mayors serve without pay anyway, and it's certainly a job
our microphone's
I was willing
off,
to do.
Yeah. So, 400 people, not a lot of traffic backups then in Big Water.
Yeah, except for you and me. Now.
Very good. And I understand, yeah, you have beautiful countryside, a clean air, a laid-back lifestyle there in Big Water, Utah.
Lot of red rocks, big cliffs all around the town.
Let's get to the subject you really want to touch on.
Yeah, Willie, what I really want to ask you is, I understand the town has a fair amount of the population anyway, practices polygamy. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And that's interesting to me. And I also have heard that the town wants to make marijuana possession a lesser offense than, say, a parking ticket.
Well, we already did that.
Oh, done and done then.
Oh, yeah, that was
right
after I won my election for mayor. The very first meeting after that, we basically decriminalized marijuana in our town.
Buzz is now calling Mayflower.
Kind of through the back door, but it was... Anyway, it was quite
crucial. You're the mayor. Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, Willie. Any hotels in Big Water, motels, someplace I could...
I'd like to visit. We have a bed and breakfast, and we
perfect.
Have a small motel.
So someplace I could sort of hang my hat while I look around town a little bit. What are real estate prices like in Big Water?
Well, the cheapest I've seen a building lot for in the last year was $5,000. That's really cheap.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, income, is there like maybe a small radio station nearby where I could work?
Yes, there is a radio station in Page, which is 17 miles away.
Oh, this is perfect. This is working out well for me, Willie. I appreciate your help.
Ask him how many hours you could have, please, bro.
You went to bed and breakfast, and...
Now, is there a limit on the number of wives that a man might have?
You
in
can have
Big Water?
As many as will have you.
Oh, man.
That's kind of how it goes. You know,
ask him
it's
who
a very
the record
voluntary
holder
thing. The polygamists are kind of an interesting lot.
Yeah.
Not very religious, particularly. They just believe in it for themselves, but they're not part of a church or anything, a cult, you know.
So I could make friends.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. Now that town pioneer Alex Joseph has passed away and he's left nine widows behind, are they taking applications?
Yeah. No, I mean, they're around us. A couple of them have remarried.
Uh-huh.
Most of them are still single. Yeah, and they're attractive, sharp women.
All the right answers so far, Mayor Willie. I appreciate that. Any other chicks available?
There are some single women
in
town, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Any place nearby, you know, shopping-wise? I'm thinking of planning ahead with furnishing the place.
Any place I can pick up a Taiwan basket.
Boy, I don't know.
You know, I'm thinking about.
You're looking for like a pier one.
When you're doing stuff like this, when you've got like, you know, people with people who might be related,
right.
Isn't there the chance that somewhere down the road you get a kid like with a fifth arm coming out of his forehead?
I would think so.
Would you address that, please, Buzz?
Yeah. Now, with is there any danger of inbreeding with all this polygamy?
No, the polygamists here do not. They do not, you know, marry off their children young. They do not. They do not inbreed.
Define young.
How young are we talking about?
Polygamy. When they grow up, they tend not to do it.
Now, grow up. Well, define that for me. How young?
Most of the polygamists. Uh-huh. Most of the polygamous families here in town, their children are pretty much grown up. I mean, over 18 and so on, and they're starting to get married.
Who's the youngest bride? And I'll stop peppering your questions.
Now, who has the most brides? And your knowledge, Mayor, what's the youngest bride, the age of the youngest bride in Big Water?
Well, the most, we only have four men in Big Water Pligs. Two of them have two wives and two of them have three. Oh. And the youngest wife among any of them, she'd be maybe 25, 30.
Mm. Okay.
You know?
All right. Well, that's good.
No,
enough.
These aren't child brides. We don't do that here.
They sell
no child abuse in our town, no. You know, we're not into that. These are nice people.
So porno.
Entertainment. Any place I might buy, say, like adult DVDs?
I think you'll have to go on the internet for that.
Yeah. Well, there's always that.
But we do have wireless internet, so that's cool.
Listen, do you have room for another guy in Big Water? Because I'm really very intrigued. You've given me all the right answers on the questions.
Oh, there's plenty of room.
And I think I could bring something to the table for Big Water. Here are a couple of questions for you. Do you have you guys heard of absinthe?
Absinthe?
Yeah, absinthe. It's a lovely beverage, and I think, you know, with your town, the kind of lifestyle they have there, I think the town would embrace it, and I'd like to share that with the community and bring that to town.
That would be great. You could start your own little winery or whatever they call it.
And then my other thought is you have a big lake near Big Water, I guess, hence the name, right?
Lake Powell, yes.
Lake Powell. Hey, here's my plan. See what you think of this.
Mm-hmm.
We turn the lake into a giant bong.
Good idea.
See? So you're saying that I might be welcome, that I might fit in Big Water, you thought?
Well, you know, we're not exactly a hippie town or anything, but we are a town that has a real high tolerance for, shall we say, alternative lifestyles. Okay. I would say that.
Oh, that's a place,
yeah.
That's my capital. That's great. Now,
I would not classify it as a hippie town. I'd say Sedona's a lot more hip than we are. There's a lot of places a lot more hip than we are.
How far away is Sedona?
Sedona's about two hours, two and a half.
Oh, an easy drive then.
Yeah.
No, I think I could be very happy there, Willie. Any other reason I might enjoy life in Big Water, Utah?
Well, you'll find a lot of people who believe in freedom and doing your own thing, kind of.
Now, I'm a little concerned about you. You're an openly gay man, right?
I am.
And you're living in the middle of Utah.
I'm living in the middle of nowhere.
How's that working out for you?
Well, I don't mind living in a small town, but I miss being around gay people.
Yeah, so you're maybe the only one then, or one of the few.
Well, I tell people that, the only gay vote I got was mine, you know. There actually are a couple other gays, but they didn't vote for me.
So a short pride parade then every year. Yeah.
And Buzz, what about your hatred of baby strollers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got to ask you about this. You don't have a lot of baby strollers in town, do you?
No. I mean, there are kids. We have a K-12 school.
Good.
That has 60 students.
Uh-huh.
See, that's not very
future bride.
13 grade.
Yeah, 60. That's not bad.
No, very small class sizes. So, you know, you can get a good education there, I think.
I'm sold. I can think of no other questions. I'm prepared to pack my luggage, and I'll be seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Thank you, Mayor Willie. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck to you there in Big Water.
You bet. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Buzz Show, brought to you by Normal. Join Buzz next
by
week.
By Normal?
Oh, he's still on the line.
Hi.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You've been listening to The Buzz Show, brought to you by Normal, that thing that wants to legalize marijuana.
The National Organization for Reform of Marijuana.
No, I should be confused with NAMBLA.
Right.
Lambda. NAMBLA.
NAMBLA.
Is it NAMBLA?
NAMBLA.
Mike, I'm afraid to say I know it's North American.
Manboy Love Association.
I don't know. I just got that one.
Just popped into your brain.
Yeah, just
Wow.
Impressive.
Pop right in.
Highly disturbing.
Talking about Big Water, Utah.
Yeah, the only thing he didn't get to cover was water sports. Sure, they have plenty of those.
Next time.
I bet they have a slip and slide there.
Well, that was a good addition of the Buzz Burbank show.
And I truly believe that Buzz would vacation there.
He could
there.
Be happy there.
Uh-huh. Vacation there.
Yeah.
I'm looking at retirement now. Set up the ISDN lines.
And you know, when I spent some vacation time with Buzz and Marshall while Frida was out of the country, I couldn't help but notice again, even though there were no overtures certainly made towards me, these two have, Buzz and Marsha, a very open lifestyle. And I could see Marsha
young and experimental
getting into that lifestyle herself.
She would enjoy it.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Buzz. You know, the other women to hold the ladder.
Buzz, I got the vibe you might be welcome in the mayor's mansion.
Yeah, I think he liked you.
He's lonely, I think, being the only gay guy in the middle of Utah.
Yeah, 2 hours to Sedona.
You better watch. You might be the second gay guy in Utah. You spent a while there.
No, I don't think so. I think polygamy, thy name is Burbank.
Hey. And Marcia, who? Well, now see, here's the bad deal for Marcia.
Wow.
That there is only, if they count you, there would only be five guys in town.
Isn't polygamy really kind of skewed towards the man?
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's totally the man thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the opposite of what is the? Is it Alaska where there's so many
more men, far many more men than women.
Yeah, more. It's like that.
Right.
Same thing.
Crazy out of proportion.
You know, man.
You heard the mayor. He said there's single women around there. So
yeah.
It could be pretty cool. And plus the Widows Johnson or whatever their names were.
Yeah,
Widows Johnson.
And all the graduates at the K-12 school.
Future new ones coming up.
You're
breeding them.
All right, Buzz, we thank you.
Thank you.
You're
I don't think the contest's over yet, Buzz.
Oh, no.
If that is your real name.
Oh. What is your... No, it's not, actually.
Michael Elston is Buzz Burbank.
What is your lead story on the news and comments today, Buzz?
Homeland insecurity update. America's safer now that Cat Stevens is out of the country.
Right, he's trained. Stay tuned
for news and comments, coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Cresta?
The Don and Mike Show.
World-class dancers.
Yep.
Don and Mike.
That means gay dancers. Time for Buzz's News now, brought to you by Paramax. The world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
Yes, Brad. It's Dr. Duvalo. Clinically tested. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, the guy who wrote the song Peace Train is being deported after being discovered on a flight from London to the U.S. He's been deported to England, which does not consider him a threat. The singer, in fact, he's in the air right now, and the plane is still in the air. The singer we know as Cat Stevens was born in London and had a big music career in the U.S. in the early 1970s. These days, he only charts on a watch list at the U.S. Transportation Security Agency. The government won't say why, but remember, and I think a lot of people have forgotten this.
Yeah, he's a nut, right?
What? Well,
I mean, didn't he
that's
do
open
some
to interpretation?
Didn't he do some crazy stuff in his life?
What do you mean by crazy?
Well, didn't he involve with the Ayatollah Khomeini?
Here's what I hear. This is what I heard a long time ago.
Right.
That he was doing a concert. Somebody this might be urban legend.
Okay.
Somebody presents him with a cake, and he like throws the cake into the audience because he thinks somebody's trying to poison him.
Okay.
That's one of the things I heard about Cat Stevens.
And wasn't there something to do with the book Satanic Verses in him?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, Salman Rushdie.
That's it.
I was thinking Ayatollah Khomeini is really Salman
salmon.
Rushdie. Yeah.
Delicious smoked salmon Rushdie.
Well, he changed his name from Cat Stevens to Yusuf
Stevens.
Islam.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people were steamed at him for that. Maybe that's why he was suspicious of the cake, if that story's true. I'd not heard that before.
But here's the thing on this story, and this is a lead story for Buzz and a big story for everybody about our security issues.
Right.
I don't think it's a security issue in the United States. I think it's a security issue in London where he got on the plane. And then, listen, I don't think Cat Stevens is going to blow up a plane.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know. His name's on the list.
Right.
So somebody...
On our list, not on theirs.
Well, why don't
we... And that's bad, too. And
why don't we all have the same list?
Well, because he lives in England and creates no trouble there, and they're fine with him.
Then why do we have a
Because he's on the list. Well, let me ask you this.
Is it because morning is has broken?
I don't know what it is.
I mean, that song pisses me off.
Longerboats.
Let me remind people.
Love that one.
Let me remind people somebody else who was on the watch list earlier this year.
Who's that?
Senator Ted Kennedy.
Oh, that's right. They they kind of screw that up.
Is it the best list in the world? I don't think so.
But Ted Kennedy didn't release the LPT for the Tillerman.
One of my favorites, and we're going to be listening to that a lot in Big Water, Utah.
And he didn't do an awful cover of Another Saturday Night.
Oh, that's right!
You remember, that's maybe Cat Stevens' worst record ever.
But I love T for the Tillerman.
Mm-hmm.
Call Me Gay.
Gay.
Like a minute and a half song.
I love T for the Tillerman. I love the whole album.
How you doing? Moon Shadow.
I'm being followed by a moon shadow.
Lock him up.
Moon Shadow, Moon Shadow.
Lock him up just based on those records.
And Morning is Broken, I don't like because it was overplayed.
Put him in a cell with Air Supply.
Now, I'll also point out, in fairness, the man known now as Yusuf Islam was deported from Israel for supposedly backing a militant Muslim group. There are, however, no reports the singer had any weapons or plans. The United Airlines flight...
Did he have a guitar?
I don't think so,
That's
no.
That's a lethal weapon with Cat Stevens.
I think he's renounced his music.
Buzz, I fancy myself as a liberal.
Yes.
You know this.
Yes,
but
I
on
do.
This particular issue, may I simply say, better safe than sorry.
Did anyone consult his brother, Ken?
They look alike. The United Airlines flight that was supposed to land in Washington with Cat Stevens last night landed in Maine instead after the passengers were told there was weather in Washington.
Attention, everybody, United Flight 210. We got a crazy cat on this flight. We got a crazy cat on this flight.
Man, how long have cats been flying this airline?
Don't provoke him. He'll sing. A flight out of Wisconsin was canceled yesterday after a passenger found some strange handwriting in the Midwest Airlines magazine. Arabic-looking writing. So the plane, ready for takeoff, taxied back to the gate. The 118 passengers got off the plane. The plane was inspected. Nothing was found. The handwriting turned out to be Farsi, the language they use in Iran. The note.
Here's what it said, Buzz.
Go, Pack, go!
It was even more innocent than that. If you can imagine, the note scribbled in the magazine has now been translated. It's a prayer of quiet meditation. A child's toy cell phone, meanwhile, seems to have gotten by today's tough new security. In Kissimmee, Florida, a mom picked up a tiny toy cell phone from the floor of her car. Apparently there's a call. Oh, that's
Hello.
The cell phone.
That's the cell phone.
Hello.
Now, the mother
Hello.
Recognized the toy as being from a cellophane bag full of cheap toys she'd bought her daughter. But what she noticed now, for the first time, is something she'd missed before. That on the cell phone is a color photo, you know, where the picture would be.
Right.
Of Osama bin Laden just under the word king. There was another toy like this recently that had a picture of the Twin Towers and an airplane spinning between them. That toy had the serial number 9011. Both toys have been traced, and maybe security people want to pay attention to this part. Both toys have been traced to L&M...
Cat Stevens?
And no, not at all. L&M Exports in Miami, which says it never noticed what it was getting from China.
Okay, so...
Oh, so the Chinese toys, they're throwing these little things in to mess with us.
Mm-hmm, apparently so.
Oh, those Chinese...
What did I tell you, Mike?
Watch out.
What did I tell you? What do I always tell you?
Calm down, boys.
Now, this could hurt morale for our troops in Iraq. The Pentagon's proposing a possible court-martial for any soldier caught fraternizing with prostitutes. The Pentagon's heart is in the right place from a human rights standpoint. Many of the women are forced into prostitution by the men who buy and sell them as slaves. But the Pentagon also says picking up a hooker is one of the, quote, less wholesome activities in which a soldier could engage.
If I could take this moment.
First they take away Lindy England, now this.
I just wanted to say that I know that our producer, Beth Ann McBride, doing a great job, went over her salary with us today.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Ann, you're an attractive woman. Think about selling yourself.
And there's her high-tech jingle.
I think she had brought it up herself, that she didn't want to sell herself on the street in order to be able to afford to play in our fantasy football league. And if you just tuned in, well, then you missed the whole friggin' show. Where have you been? We decided to pay for Beth Ann's entry fee.
Yeah, and haven't we all at one time or another sold ourselves on this show? I mean, every one of us.
Some more than others.
Okay.
And some,
thanks for that dig.
And some more often than others.
As often as they call, Don. I can't sell myself to someone who doesn't want me. Star cards.
Oh! Oh, my God!
Whore.
Oh! hua.
Man, oh, man.
A hua.
Seems trivial, considering the state of things, to even notice, much less report on the ratings John Kerry attracted on the Letterman show, but it might not be trivial in terms of the fight for the White House. Kerry's suddenly all over TV, and on Letterman Monday night, it helped Dave to a rare ratings win over Leno. It was Dave's biggest fall season opener since his premiere on CBS 11 years ago. The man who's now president was on the Letterman show just before he sort of won the election.
You know, I've seen it, and here's...
I didn't see it. And I saw him on Regis and Kathy Lee.
I seen that, too.
How's the throat doing? He sounded a little raspy when he was
raspy
on Regis.
He was raspy on the Regis show.
Okay.
I wish that they, when these guys would go on the show... Now, I know that, you know, you go on Letterman or Leno or even Jon Stewart, it's a comedy show.
Right.
But... And at some point, you want a compelling reason to either like or dislike the guy,
right,
or get into his head a little bit. To
right.
Find out. Instead, what it is it becomes American Idol, Star Search comedy thing. Mm-hmm. Kerry comes out on the Letterman show, and they've written him thousands of liners.
Right.
Thousands of jokes.
He did the top 10 list, right?
He did the top 10 list. He's on the Regis show, and he and the guy, you know, and listen, I'm for him and everything, just stiff as a board. Is that your final answer? Mm-hmm. George Bush, that's what I say to, you know, playing to Regis to the TV show that he's got. And then he said something about hope and faith, and when he was on with Letterman, big with the one-liners, which were all, you know, like he was on Saturday Night Live, reading off a card.
Right.
Point being, I bet the guy is probably clever enough to just have a regular conversation.
Oh, sure.
With Letterman or Leno, whoever it is.
He looks so overprepped that it's like he wasn't even enjoying the top 10 list itself. Like he wasn't even, you know,
and
focused in on it.
I also noticed that he didn't stop to say number 10.
Right. He didn't give the number
9. Yeah. He just barreled right through them.
Right.
Just kept reading them.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to vote for him based on that appearance?
I don't know.
And isn't that why these guys are going on these less-than-news shows?
I think that's what it is.
To get votes?
I was reading an article today that, you know, most of us really, like you, me, and Buzz, and everybody else, whatever side you're on, most people are pretty well locked in on who they're
in their minds.
But there's this really small number.
Right.
It's a fact. Did you read that article in the Post today?
Yes, absolutely.
Where they're talking about really how few people this election's going to come down to. That the states that are locked up, and there's some battleground still, but it's
Ohio,
really,
New Jersey.
I believe that, too. I mean, it's kind of, in a way, it's scary.
Can you imagine anybody in one of these states turning on the TV last night and saying, you know what? Damn, that John Kerry's funny. I'm voting for him.
No, but there may be a magic to it. It seemed to work for George Bush, who appeared on the Letterman show before the election.
I remember that when he appeared on Letterman. He wasn't funny either.
Right. They say it doesn't really matter, I guess, how good you are or aren't. It's just that you're
and
there.
And I don't think you want him to be Shecky.
No, I think what you'd
like... You know,
like,
I mean, I think I'd probably feel a little ill at ease if he came on and he was like, oh, man, this guy is a cut-up.
Here's the thing that you're hoping for as a viewer. When you see Letterman or Leno with one of these guys, you're going to think, okay, it's going to be funny. But maybe Letterman is going to be able to ask this guy some questions that a guy with a stick up his rear, like Tim Russert, wouldn't ask. And maybe Letterman can get to the Chewy center in a funny way to kind of back him into a corner.
I don't think it's
going to
happen. I don't think that'll happen. No.
Anyway.
Martha Stewart has gotten her wish. She'll be going to prison sooner rather than later.
Baby.
October 8th, day after my birthday, Martha goes to prison. That's special.
If I could just, Buzz,
yes?
I'm a self-centered man.
Uh-huh.
Deal with it. Okay? Good for you for working in the plug for your birthday.
Oh, okay, well, you told us to.
I appreciate it. I would just like to say to everybody in the freaking world, I had a birthday last week.
Right.
Didn't make a big deal about it on the air.
Right.
You know how many phone calls I got? D-I-C-T-O-N.
You mean on your birthday?
No, I mean from our beloved listeners who will now start calling in it early.
Yes.
I want to say to Buzz, happy early birthday to Buzz.
Right.
Yeah. Hello, I had a birthday. It happened to be when we were on vacation.
And I know it's far off, but remember this day, June 22nd next year. I'll write it down.
Hey, you know what?
Martha's
December 25th is our Christ's birthday. Remember that.
That's right.
And that's the important thing.
Thank you, Father Smiwek.
Why do you always have to bring him into everything?
Because that's how I was brought up.
Because it's his co-pilot.
He is.
October 8th, Martha.
Lee and JD.
What would Jesus do?
Martha's going to prison. She may get the prison she wanted, Danbury, Connecticut, close to home and close enough for her grandmother to visit.
This sucks.
How so?
Where do you get off picking the prison you want to go to?
They generally try to put you in a prison that's within 500 miles of your home anyway.
Look at all the phones ringing now.
That's
hey.
Just standard policy.
Hey, pound sand, all you people.
Yeah,
people calling to wish you happy birthday.
Where were you the last 2 days? Forget it. And I don't even bother. I know Beth Hanna's already mentioning we didn't take phone calls on Monday.
Right.
I would have taken phone calls if there were phone calls that said happy birthday, Mr. Wonderful. Happy birthday, Mr. Radio Guy.
I thought you didn't care about birthdays, though. I thought we weren't making a big deal about birthdays.
Well, here's the thing. I'm the only one that agreed to that policy.
Right.
You're the one that wanted tiki torches at a party on
your
birthday.
Well, here's the deal, and I'd like to propose this. Let me offer this.
Yeah? Yes. Yes. Yes, Mr. Wallachian.
Let me offer this. I believe we should change
for you chaps.
I believe that we should change the birthday policy on the show.
So what?
I believe all of our birthdays should be special and celebrated ad nauseum.
Mike?
Yes?
I think that's terribly exciting.
That's good. So Rob Spiewak seconds that motion. Come on, Don. Let's do it. Let's, starting now, just after your birthday, let's celebrate all of our birthdays
now
big
that yours
time.
Is over. Yeah, now that mine has been over for exactly 5 days with no mention at all, let's really go whole hog.
And I don't need tiki torches anymore, but I think for everybody's birthday, when we acknowledge a birthday on the show for one of the principal players, everybody should at least get a cake. There should at least be a cake and a song.
I'm remembering all of this, and all I know is that it'll happen on your birthday, it'll happen on his birthday, it'll happen on his birthday, it'll be my birthday, and it'll be one of those things where it's,
time to change the policy.
Yeah.
I don't think so, even though everyone knows your birth records were logged.
Shut up.
Well, maybe you'll get a little surprise before the week's over. And maybe you won't know anything about it.
It's too late.
And maybe I'll be able to rally somebody that'll do something for me.
What do you mean?
Because she's looking for some cash?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, maybe she'll mark that cake up.
don't have Beth Ann buy a cake.
Well, you see, everybody wants their birthday to be acknowledged.
No, I really don't.
I don't want any of our birthdays to be acknowledged. But a celebration of your life.
But see, I think birthdays are overrated, to be honest. And I said that to my wife. I don't want a party or nothing. Uh-huh. But God damn it. Here, if you guys are all going to make a big deal, I want to make a big deal.
Well, and you know what? And that's the way, because I think the three of
hearts,
us,
yes.
We all like to make a big deal of our birthdays, and we should, and you should.
And
too.
Every year, I'm the one that's left behind.
Right. I really, can I be honest with you? I think this year, I kind of, even though I remembered it, and belatedly, and I remembered it, and I came in, I think I could have done better for you on your birthday.
Here's how Mike remembered. You're funny. I call Mike up. About another topic, about a work-related topic.
Yeah,
this was on Monday, a couple days after my birthday.
Right.
And after we discussed the business, Mike said, oh, and incidentally, happy birthday. I said, thanks. He said, no one had to remind me.
Yeah.
And what I'm dying to say as I'm holding the telephone is, well, that's great. My birthday was 2 days ago.
Well, I knew that. I knew I wasn't going to see you until I got back here. Don't poo-poo the fact that I even remembered it at all, because I'm calling that my Labor Day miracle.
Yeah, that is pretty big.
Really, I remembered it all by myself. Nobody calls me and reminds me of anything. I remembered it. I remembered it on the day it was, and I didn't call you because I figured I would give you a gift when I came back to work. That's how I did it.
He remembered gave you a happy birthday. Birthday.
Would you have appreciated a phone call from me on your birthday? You probably would have.
100%.
I'll remember next time.
Yes, and you know who did call?
I did think of you.
Both other gentlemen in this room called.
They're much more, look, I mean, I can't compete with them when it comes to thoughtfulness. You know this.
But
I will remember that.
20 years, just a freaking phone
I'm
call.
I'm still proud of the fact that I, you know, all by my onesies, had you in my thoughts and prayers.
I am so sorry I brought this up. The last I heard, we were going to promote, you know, we were told to say when our birthdays were. And you know what?
That's a lie. He's not sorry.
I think the policy should be birthdays, big deals again.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that mine has passed.
No, it's not because of that either.
Because, you know, it went well.
We still have yours.
When we had the magician in for Joe, that went well.
If you had some form of entertainment.
I don't want entertainment.
Oh, come on now.
I don't. Listen,
we have a little party for you?
No!
Nobody did anything for you. We came in, everybody dropped off gifts for you, that was it. How about a little shindig? I know I would have appreciated one on my birthday.
Well, we gave you a party on your birthday.
No, you didn't.
2 years ago, when you got divorced.
2 years ago.
And then last year.
I've celebrated two since then.
Well, every year it's a big deal for you on your birthday.
It wasn't this year.
Yes, it was.
It was not.
Yes, it was.
No, because it fell on a vacation, too.
But still, yeah. When we came back from the vacation,
yes,
you made a big deal of saying, it's my birthday, it was my birthday, it's my birthday. Is anybody going to say it's my birthday? And everybody called and said,
well, hey, Mike, hi, Mike. Say happy birthday, Mike. Happy birthday, Mike.
Since you're bringing it up,
happy birthday, Mike. I want to say, really, happy birthday, Mike. I want to say, Mike, happy birthday.
Since you're bringing it up, I would have preferred the celebration to take place the day before vacation instead of the day after. That's just me. But here's what I really think. We should all celebrate them. We should celebrate and celebrate and celebrate even more.
I'd like to celebrate my birthday like it was my last, and it might be. So let's do it.
Well, what do you think of, the only person this really applies to right now is this gentleman who's got the next one.
Yeah, this means we're really going to have to remember it.
Well, you know what? Listen, I've never had a problem remembering any of your gentlemen's
That's
birthdays.
True. How about the Buzz Burbank birthday show?
Birthday bag.
Where we make how about the biggest Buzz birthday ever?
The big Buzz birthday
the
bag.
The biggest Buzz birthday
ever. I never
bash.
I never speak to you in this tone of voice. How about a knuckle sandwich?
Out of Fist City.
I know. And I know how
you trip to Fist City.
I know how you
down
think.
At Knuckle Junction.
No matter what we would do right now, it wouldn't matter.
No, it doesn't. And it really doesn't. It's funny. Buzz worked in the plug guy in the first plug for his birthday.
I think maybe, all right, we don't have to do it for Buzz, but maybe around next spring we can, after March.
Early spring.
After March. No, after March.
Like effective Groundhog Day.
Everybody wants their birthday to be a big party.
Hold on a second. Hello, here's the inside line. Hello.
My birthday's in February.
Yes. Hey, darling, we just paid for your fantasy football.
Yes, and happy birthday. I think somebody's been swimming in Lake BA a little bit too much today.
Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares.
Okay.
And incidentally, thanks for the card from you on my birthday.
I didn't even know it was your birthday, Mr. Three, Mr. Secret Squirrel.
Producer's job to know these things.
Hey, perhaps an 8K for Ani Day.
Bay.
Belated Bay 8K.
Away.
When is Joe's birthday?
Joe, when's yours? Oh, it's right around the time I came. Because
hey.
He just turned 40.
Hey.
Whoa,
baby.
You were excited.
Wow.
Hey. Okay, watch it, shock jock. Get out of here. Goodbye, Beth Ann.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Buzz?
Yes. So Martha's due in 5 months, and she'll start serving that on October 8th, doing the 5 months for lying about a stock deal.
Day after October 7th.
Right.
Hey, and she gets out 5 months, that'll be March 8th, my birthday.
Timely.
How about that?
What's next, Buzz?
Michael Jackson's lawyers talk about those new pictures.
Oh, his lawyer with the Captain Kangaroo hair? Cool.
Bye.
All right, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They are the Dean's Peanut, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
We see tomorrow on the show Bill Rancic. He was not fired by Donald Trump. He's the guy that won the job on The First Apprentice. He's the real deal. We'll ask him what it's like now that he's got the job and he's had it. Also tomorrow, in addition of How About That?
Oh, that's going to be something special.
How about that?
How about that?
plus, tomorrow, next day, I'm not your Sammy Hagar.
Wow.
We're giving away a trip to the Cabo Wabo Meltdown.
The Red Rocker.
Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. And Friday, he'll start joining us, as he will all year. Rich Eisen from the NFL Network. If you have DirecTV, it's Channel 212.
And the thing that excites me about Rich Eisen is that we'll be able to talk more than just football with Rich Eisen.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a goddamn funny guy.
He is indeed.
And if you've ever watched his NFL show...
I haven't, and I want to. I really do.
It's good. It's football. Mm-hmm. But he's a goofball.
Yeah, he's great. Cool.
It's so Rich Eisen on Friday. And what am I forgetting? A surprise. So I can't tell you. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna. Mike. Michael Jackson's lawyers are denying the news reports about photographs reportedly seized from Jacko's home. But the news director at the Los Angeles radio station that broke the story says the station is standing by the story.
And this you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. He's a, should not say he's Jacko.
Jacko.
I'm not a Jacko.
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 The photographs are reportedly of boys who visited the Neverland Ranch. In the photos, the boys are reportedly naked.
The report from KFI Radio says the seized evidence also includes commercial porn and Jackson's mattress, which the report says is being tested for DNA.
Hello,
oh, boy. Hello. Michael, hi.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait for next week.
Yep,
oh, boy.
Turnover Tuesday.
Oh, boy.
I'll see you there.
Oh, boy.
Jackson's lawyer.
Oh, boy.
Jackson's lawyer.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, boy.
Jackson's lawyers are demanding the station issue an immediate retraction.
Come on, it's KFI, please. Forget it.
Say you're sorry.
A person probably shouldn't brag about breaking the law, but young Sam Armstrong Tilly is going to have a hard time not bragging about his speeding ticket. It is the biggest ticket in Minnesota history. A state patrol plane spotted Sam on his motorcycle. Quoting the flying cop, "I had never seen anything move that fast." He clocks Sam.
Hold on. I want to get a fanfare going here.
This guy driving a regular car, Buzz?
No, motorcycle.
Motorcycle?
Yeah. All right.
Sam, one of those ninja jobs?
I don't know. It's Sam and his motorcycle on a highway in Minnesota, plane flying overhead, clocking him at 205 miles an hour.
Yeah.
205.
Yeah!
I am amazed, and I think we've all experienced that on the highways and byways when you get one of those little ninja motorcycles.
You know what that reminds me
and
of?
Those guys look like they're going to kill themselves.
The second Matrix movie.
Yeah.
After Carrie Wilson, Ann Wilson, whatever her name is, she's got the key maker,
mm-hmm.
and they jump out of the car, and they jump onto that motorcycle, and
right.
Still, some of the best special effects,
mm-hmm.
when she's riding that motorcycle with the keymaker, mm-hmm. she's got to be going. Well, she's not going 200 miles an hour. That's a movie.
200 miles an hour on a regular road? That's amazing.
In sports, Monday Night Football may not be dead. It was number one Monday night in the key demographic of young adults. Advertisers like that. It's the only show on ABC people seem to watch.
Yeah, here's the format for winning ratings on Monday Night Football.
Okay.
Don't give us crappy games.
There you go. That easy.
They pick the games 8 months in advance.
Right.
I'm no fan of the Cincinnati Bengals, but I'd like to see them on Monday Night Football. They were 8-8 last year. Marvin Lewis is a good coach. I know a lot of the cities we broadcast to are getting screwed now. I think Tampa's on Monday night this year. I know Buffalo's not on Monday night this year. Can you imagine Monday Night Football without the Oakland Raiders?
No, I can't. I mean, they should be on.
They're not on.
Finally, from our The Lord Works in Humorous Ways department, out of Rome, home of the Vatican, comes the story of a southern Italian woman who met an ugly end. The 67-year-old woman was hanging lights for an annual religious festival, and then a giant cross that stood steadfast in the town square for decades fell and killed the woman.
Oh, dear.
Quoting God, she just wouldn't listen.
Oh, for you.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Hey, wow.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Bobby, no. That's a feel good. That's what that is.
No.
You just got a feel good. Yeah. So who do we thank today? Oh, not Nancy O'Dell. She was tardy. She was late. Get that out to the tabloids. Nancy O'Dell, late.
She's late.
Also thanks to that lady who won a car from Oprah, but wasn't mad at Oprah because she has to pay the taxes on
it. She was very nice to call us.
And Buzz's town in Utah, the mayor of that town.
Big water.
That's it.
Going there.
See you tomorrow with the all-new episode, The Guy from The Apprentice. And how about that?
Yeah.
We got to go. Please stand by for Ron and Fez.
Yay.
Coming up next on WJFK Live 105 and 1010 The Buzz in Tampa Bay. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
That is terribly exciting.
You're right.
That is terribly exciting, Ross.
I'm so pleased. You thought to call me first. That's it. We got to go.
All right.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Kiss your good lady for me.
Eat one.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life.
Want
log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.